spread the truth. Document it. Prove it. Make it irrefutable, and you too will become dangerous to those who admire us in lies and enslave us in socialism.
But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. By comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us here today. This Friday, it is July 15th, 2022. Hope you're having a wonderful day wherever you are. It's definitely warm around here. Heat wave in the UK, so hopefully you're staying nice and cool if you're over there. Hi, Lana, how are you?
Doing pretty good. Yeah, it seems like it's either too hot or too cold where we are. But doing okay, a little tired, but I'm here. So I'm kind of like a shadow of myself.
you'll do fine. You'll see. Once we get going, you know, with some of the tranny stuff here later on.
Oh, yeah, that'll wake me up, huh?
The anger will set in. No. All right. Anyway, guys, thank you for joining us. It's good to see you. As I said, what do we have? Odyssey. Yeah, so we can just talk about that real quick here. Odyssey is having some issues. We can't, actually, this happened. This is weird. My old settings for the old stream is going through still for some reason. I couldn't like create a new instance, so it's going out on the show before the last one, so you can actually watch it live on Odyssey, but whatever, you know, if you're joining us there, fine, hey. Otherwise, Rumble, of course, we go out over there. You can join us on VK, redice.tv/live, redicemembers.com, what else, Float, Entropy Stream, number of places there, so check that out. I think that's that. If you do want to join us, guys, entropystream.live/redicetv. We have a couple of other options as well. Odyssey, maybe not that great today. rumble.com/user/redicetv, powerchat.live/redice, that's open as well. And we have a crypto dedicated super chat thing, cointree.com/redicetv. But I got to put a dot before the two E's in cointree.
See if you can send something to wake me up, huh?
Oh,
slap
me
across the face. Wake me up.
Get some, get the shekels in to wake up. Hey, I wanted
coffee's
to.
Not even working.
Is it not? I'm having a.
It's like sometimes you could just drink it where it just like doesn't do anything anymore some days.
Then later afterwards, you're going to.
Yeah, then you're like, damn it, right? I can't fall asleep, right?
Yep, yeah. That's right. Meanwhile, here we go, right? This is some of the clips I'm talking about. Meanwhile, in Germany.
What are we looking at exactly?
I don't know. Jesus. But it's kind of funny, isn't it?
Just a screeching leftist?
I think it's some climate
tranny or what is this? A bit of a drama queen, you say?
Ah, more mental illness.
If only
right?
They created pain there for that individual.
It seems to have been enough, whatever they did there or whatever. They just held him in
they
his
just
arms.
Touched, yeah, think, touched his arm.
Man? Was it a man? I think it was a man. It's kind of hard to tell anymore. Well,
Genderbender.
With this one, it's not hard to tell. This is definitely a man.
Oh, wow. Damn. You have pain right now. What the fuck?
Oh.
Do you that last thing? Woo! Check that out. Look at it.
Oh,
is it fast for joints too?
Yeah, of course it is. Oh my god!
Yeah. And
America, there you go.
And
the video.
The wig fell off, which reminded me. You know, I talked yesterday about the strange. Let me see if I got to pull that image up then. Department of Nuclear or Spent Nuclear Fuel Energy, the one on the right here. Remember that?
Oh, what is that?
It kind of reminds me of that, right? This kind of bald, but in the dress, right?
Is that like a Star Trek character?
Was it Sam Pitt? God, I already forgot yesterday. Was it Sam Pitten, I think it is, right?
I mean, that's a large forehead and head there. Is that even real or is this
mega
constructed
brain. That's what it is right there. I don't know, that's the end, but these were America's representative at the French ambassador's residence this week.
Wow.
Did you know that?
No.
No. And so Sam, yes, I think it's
we're
no,
officially
Sam
on some alt timeline that never should have been. Twilight Zone, here we are.
I think it's Sam Brinton. Yeah, I believe it was. And that's the person that was like, had all these secret clearances now and stuff, like Q-level clearance at the government and stuff. Anyway, I covered it yesterday. It's pretty bizarre, right? But it reminded me, you know, speaking of, because what is that, like a purple, is that a purple wig in that clip right there?
I just was looking at the purple hooker heels there.
Yeah, it's a matching heels and a wig, right? Purple wig. And someone had this meme today on Twitter. In nature, poisonous creatures will develop very bright colors to warn others of their toxicity.
her politics immediately as soon as you see this person. Like, only, you know. You can only call it to a T.
Absolutely. 100%. The only difference, though, I guess, is that in nature, they tend to be kind of somewhat more successful, I think, right?
Yeah, successful and natural.
In this case, it's like not about... But it's not, it's about, maybe it is a warning in a way, right? It's like, you know, it's like, me, get out of my way, you know, kind of thing. But at the same time, it's also this, like, they want to be in your life and mess with you and like, be a nuisance and difficult. And, you know, that's what they get off on, right, these people?
There's a look. And it's funny how they think they're so, I'm so different and I'm outside the box. And I have this purple, ugly monk bowl cut, you know.
Tactical
but you know everything about this person already just mm-hmm. from one look. Like, you're so predictable and you're so common. You're not special.
There was another one, too, where they talked about how these individuals, they came to, what was it, the most parasitical creatures and, you know, insects and things, even animals in nature. They tend to mimic another species, right? To be able to get close to them and stuff. And they showed pictures of, I think it was like a drag queen trying to dress up as a kid or something like that, sitting with a bunch of kids, you know, children. So you do have some nature overlap still of like attempts or what do you call life strategies adopted by mentally insane humans to be able to, like, you know, get in and like get at their prey, essentially, right?
You know, all the right thing is, I have to say, I mean, when mm-hmm. I was younger, like, I sang in bands and stuff, I had magenta hair, you know, I did the goth thing, I had black hair and all this, but I wasn't political.
You're exposed.
Yeah, ooh, you know, but I wasn't political. I just didn't even think about politics, if anything, more like a libertarian or whatever, like a lot of us were who grew up in that era, you know. But now it's like, you know, when you see the purple hair,
yeah,
you know, yeah. You know exactly what's going on. Back then, it was just like, kids were coloring their hair. It wasn't all these like set of politics and feminism attached to it. You know,
the takeover obviously happened. Like, if you look chronologically back at the timeline, it was like, I mean, yeah, we were around like what, grunge era, you know, like that. And it was like, okay, it wasn't that political, but they claimed they were counterculture, right? So they kind of begin with that, and then not odd behaviors, but like you break norms, and oh, you're so edgy and outside of the box, and like, you can't, you know, box me in. But then eventually it just went like liberalism, leftism, Marxism, anti-whitism, and now it's there, right?
Now, Gap is selling their T-shirts that they like.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
What I mean?
And now those individuals that like grew up thinking, I mean, this is even true for the boomers, right? That was like they were listening to Beatles and Rolling Stones to a certain extent, right? They were like, we're new and fresh and hip and we're outside of the box and stuff. And then they grew up and like took over Apple and Microsoft. Well, Bill Gates, maybe not. I'm not sure where he's anti-white probably and stuff like that. But you know, the Steve Jobs, right?
Yeah, they were like dosing psychedelics.
Yeah, they became like super successful, like business people, and they kind of took over like the most neoliberal, ruthless capitalist corporations. And then they started using that for their SJW purposes, right? Anyway, do you want to
Dennis Frazier, slap in the face, $100.
$100. Thank you, Dennis. Appreciate that.
You guys are off to a great start with those first few clips.
You like those? Yeah,
yeah.
I found them. I thought you'd enjoy those.
There's that good meme, too, that our buddy Troy sent earlier. We should show at some point, too.
A little more here.
Put it out of its misery. Look at this guy. He's like the cop on the right there. He's like, oh my God.
He's like a pig to the slaughter, is it?
If only.
I think, yeah, I think they're more humane in that situation.
Just stun gun it.
All right, anyway.
Okay. Black Phillips says, I hear the energy situation in Germany is so dire, this is going to be just as bad as the closing days of World War II. Germany even has to import firewood. Is this serious? For real?
Yesterday,
the white pill is the EU finally classified nuclear power as green energy. Green shit lives seething. Really?
Really? Did they? That's really fascinating. I mean, it's not.
So but they can use it again?
Well, I mean, Macron, and I said that yesterday in the No-Go Zone episode, that at least as dumb as Macron is, at least he was like, will he do it? That's a different thing. But at least he was talking about, like, we got to build nuclear power plants. You know, like, we're going to be out of energy. And we have a thing on that later here. Let me tell you, I'm just looking for the thing out of Germany, because I don't think you saw that, Lana, and to pick up on that comment, that they've started building, where the hell did it go?
And where are they importing the firewood from?
I don't know, Russia? It was the, let me see, where the hell did that go? I'll find it. You go to the next one, I'll pull it up in a moment.
Okay, Black Phillip, happy Bastille Day, Henrik and Lana. The other one is Black Phillip too, so sorry I didn't say that. Happy Bastille Day, remember the French Revolution and its consequences have been a disaster for the human race. No revolution equals no Napoleon equals no Rothschilds equals no central banking cartel.
Yeah, it was... yeah, exactly, right. Yeah, I mentioned that yesterday too. Is it today? I thought it was yesterday officially, but maybe it's today. But Jacobins, like that whole thing we're seeing now coming into full view. That's basically like you can pin it back to the French Revolution, like total maniacs running the show. But yeah, here, look at the where are we here? There it is. Lack of gas. This is Germany. The first municipalities are setting up heating rooms in order to heat specifically like old people and like refugees and things, but even people who potentially will not be able to heat their homes, whether it's that one, they can't afford it, two, there isn't anything to heat your homes with, you have to go to heating rooms and facilities that the government's going to set up in order for you to be able to stay warm during winter. Anyway, that's where it is.
An article earlier in July saying imported energy crises, wood burning stoves. This is in Germany, right? Dry firewood sells out in Germany, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. And then maybe the UK, they were banning wet firewood, remember? Because it's like carbon dioxide, or it's like, oh, water vapor in the atmosphere. Oh, greenhouse gases.
I mean, there's these crazy fake environmentalists, right? And even people in the EPA and all that, they're saying that they want to move ahead to try and ban wood stoves and fireplaces and even campfires. I mean, this is insane, especially for people who live in areas where it's really woodsy and really cold and you need to survive, you know?
Yep. Absolutely, it's insane. What can we say? That's where they stand, right? All right. So, did you have any other ones? Yeah.
The Ferryman Trolls.
Hey, Alex. Good to see you.
Is that who that is? Back to back red ice is a nice way to head into the weekend. Thanks for all you do, Henrik and Lana.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for those good clips you shared. I'm going to play some of those today on the situation in the Netherlands. So good job on covering that, by the way, Alex. Thank you. All right, so basically, let's start. Well, was it the Daily Wire?
Oh yeah, this is funny. Right. Let me pull this up. Babylon Bee, are they going after Daily Wire here? I sure hope so. Uncanceled Amber Heard hired by the Daily Wire. Now remember, what's his name? The little short guy, Ben Shapiro. They always try and pick up whatever washed up Hollywood actor gets canceled and bring them into the Daily Wire is the new hot thing, right? So Babylon Bee says, only a few minutes after the verdict was read in the Amber Heard case, conservative media company The Daily Wire announced they uncanceled the now infamous celebrity, signed a contract with her for several new movies and shows. Cancel culture is out of hand, but The Daily Wire is striking back, says the CEO and grooming product salesman Jeremy Boring. The mainstream media thought they would destroy the career of this brilliant and charming woman, but Hollywood's loss is our gain. Take that, woke Hollywood.
There you go.
Yeah, I know. So it is pretty funny because this sounds like something that the Daily Wire really would write.
Speaking of Ben Shapiro, Chick, did you, I think you saw this
one. I'm so glad that we came to this ordinary coffee shop. Have you been here before? No, I would never come to a place like this. We are the thought leaders. We are the thought leaders of the Cultural Revolution. And the thing is, like, it's important for us as the higher level people to show up in these kind of lower end, normal coffee shop. I can hang out with peasants. I can hang out with the Gentiles. I can hang out with the scum of the earth in a coffee shop for a very small period of time, but I will do it. And the other thing is, what do you think the other thing is, Jordan? That why is it important that we meet up? Well, you know, if we come to public, you know, both people know, you know, people know you and me, and they know that we both got the jabby jab. And so what it does is it establishes sort of an agreement. It establishes a relationship between people you know who got the jabby jab and meeting in public. That is why it was so important to be caught dancing with my wife in a busy saloon. You knew? It's like you're like, well, look, he's celebrating. That's great. He's dancing. It's very awkward. But underneath that is a subtext. And the subtext is, get your jabby jab and you can also go out to the saloon and possibly see Peterson.
How did that work out for you, buddy? Remember when he got disappointed and he got his jabby jab and then he didn't have all his rights restored and he was doing this video like, oh my God.
Yep.
But we are jabbed and we can actually hang out in the public. And that's why it's important to do these things in public and not in a studio. Again, manufacture the consent. Manufacturing consent. We are making culture here, folks.
All right. Anyway. So I'm not sure I was going to play this, but it's somewhat funny. But yeah, well, let's. Did you see this yet? We could play it.
Nay.
AOC, my favorite big booty Latina.
Yep. I'm not getting through. Hang on here a second. Oh wait, that's you guys can hear that. I couldn't. Okay, here we go. Let's try that again.
AOC, my favorite big booty Latina. I love you, AOC. You're my favorite. She went with babies, but she's still beautiful. You look very beautiful in that dress. You look very sexy. Look at that booty on AOC. That's my favorite big booty Latina. I love it. My favorite AOC. Nice to meet you, AOC. Look how sexy she looks in that dress.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I love it, AOC. Hot, hot, hot like a tamale.
Hey, everybody. I'm here in the Capitol. See this guy right there? Right there. When I was walking up, he said, hey... Right in front of the Capitol.
Oh, the drama she has to have.
Here's this. Look at that big ass. Look at that big, juicy booty.
Anyway, they finish it off there. But yeah, so that happened.
Oh, God.
Alex Stein, everybody. Anyway, it's Ron on Daily Wire a little bit. He does some funny things. He should have some credit for some of the things he does for sure. Anyway, and I was, yeah, England, right? England was, do you see this? The Death Valley. He's heading to the UK will put NHS under unbearable strain.
Oh, my God. Yeah, sure.
So they had 40 Celsius, which is what, like around 104, which is pretty decent.
Yeah,
you know,
but how long's that going to last? Like, whatever.
It happens. Global wobble, you know, kind of it's here, right? And reading some of that stuff, things are, you know, the wheels are coming off in England, right? And the Tories, Boris Johnson is resigning, and, you know, he's basically like the last outgoing like Anglo, right? That's kind of what it is in a way, right? He's like, they put a kind of a clown in there, and we, you know, with his blonde hair and stuff, and he's like visually, he's like, he's Anglo. I think he said he had some Jewish blood or something. I think we covered that at the time, but anyway, it doesn't matter. That's what he looks like. He's like a white guy. So now they're going to wheel out all these other, you know, non-whites, and there were tweets out there from like people in the Indian community in England who were like, we have already won. We're winning. Did you see any of those? Like,
no.
We're winning.
No,
and basically, we've replaced them, right? And it reminded me of like one of the guys running, Rishi Sundar, I think it is. He reminded me exactly of like a Indian version of Ed Miliband.
Yeah, there's similarities.
Do you remember
for sure.
That? Like, yeah. It's just really weird, right? Where did that go? Let me show you that tweet real quick. Oh, we didn't have that. Oh, England. Let me just for
come
England
on. It's like
quick.
England's Dinesh D'Souza. You know?
Yeah, exactly. So he, not the guy on the right. He was they were Labour though, the Milibands, right? Ed and his brother David, who discovered like after they were, it turns out we had a Jewish grandma, you know.
And they're so excited about
they
it, right?
They celebrated that.
I'm special
great,
now.
You know, yeah. Finally, I'm not one of those, right? Oh, here it is. Let me see here. I think this is the one. Let me see here if I can find that. It's just the one. Yes, here it is. Let me pull that in real quick. We're already, so he might be the next one, right? We've already won. Of those declared who are considered running for the leadership of Conservatives and the next Prime Minister of the UK, majority are from ethnic minority communities.
Yeah,
whatever our policies or favorites, let's celebrate tomorrow. They represented the changing face of Great Britain, right?
It's no different than the conservatives in America. There's so many similarities, right? They don't care about population replacement. They just want it to be legal, and they just want them to be conservative, right?
Yeah. Basically, yep, basically. So now that's the nail in the coffin of the, I mean, it's not, but visual, like symbolically, that's how they kind of view it. Like, oh, well, that's it. We're the majority now, so no more white people. They aren't the majority, right? But like, that's how they will treat it. Here's the French story real quick here. Check this out. This is the one I forgot I had it in here, actually. Macron announces streets. Let's try that again. Macron announces streetlights will be turned off in response to energy crisis.
So it's look out, more rape on the streets of Paris coming up.
Yeah,
more muggings.
You know, they have the diversity fence under the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah,
right now, like
lights off.
A glass,
it's going to be like anything's going to go right.
It's
can't see it.
It's very symbolic, right? It's literally like the lights to Western civilization is being turned off,
yeah.
Right? For like what we managed to accomplish and achieve with technology and science and, you know,
it's not like we're doing it for the sea turtles, you know what I mean? During
right,
the
no, exactly,
sea turtle
of course.
Season.
No, it's literally like we're running out of energy. and we're going to stick it to Putin. So we're going to like freeze to death in Germany and we're going to turn off the lights in France. Absolutely insane. Despite claiming that France has little dependence on Russian gas, Macron announced that public lighting would be turned off at night to save energy. It's almost like they want the rapes to happen and the violence and the gangs and, you know what I mean? Like, now they have the perfect excuse. Macron made the comments during a televised blah, 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 Bastille Day, asserting that the summer early... Bastille Day, it's kind of like, lights out, like end of... Yeah, I guess it makes
looking
sense.
Looking for the
way,
symbolism
right?
There?
Yeah, the summer, early autumn will be very hard for French people due to the war in Ukraine. Yeah, so blame that on everything, right? Because the total cutoff of Russian gas was looking very likely. In response, French citizens are being told to engage in energy sobriety and prepare for even higher food prices. All right, anyway.
JP, Henrik, and Lana, are you going to cover Lauren Southern's video revealing the alt-light subversion the last 10 years? It's a shady attempt to clean her hands from the subversion she participated in. She wears a big cross on her neck, perhaps to keep people learning about her Jewish heritage. Well, I don't think that she's actually Jewish. I think she's kind of made some roundabout comments, but I don't think she is. But
Simon said she claimed Danish, and then didn't she do some DNA test? And it was like, didn't she show that on?
Yeah, it was like
Spain. And
I can't remember.
Spanish. You know, what?
I'm so excited.
It was Danish.
So I heard about this in passing, and we had talked about this before, and I wasn't going to mention it because it's just like whatever. I'm tired of this person, but it's just remember when she said there was human trafficking and the dissident right, and she was going to do a tell all. Well, I heard that she had done, I didn't listen to it, but I know some people who did and just kind of filled me in. So like we said, like we predicted, like we knew all along, she didn't mention any human trafficking. There was no human trafficking tell all that she witnessed. But what she did witness is exactly what we said. The merchant kosher right and all their whoring and their drugs and like all their shady behavior and their fundraising and treating people like garbage. Like we already knew all this stuff. That is how the merchant right operates. It's nothing big and shocking and revealing. But yeah, good. Go after those people.
I think what it sounded like, and I didn't see it yet. Maybe I'll look at it. Again, I'm pretty uninterested, frankly. But it's like a sphere that's fighting. That's not like, all right, whatever, you know. But she was going after Milo, right? Pretty hard, I think, right? Which is like good. I mean,
he's a dodgy
it.
Character. Yeah, well, we all know that.
Completely like, shady, right?
There's all kinds of shady characters in that scene.
Yeah.
But it's not the dissident right. You can't call it the dissident right.
No.
It's not at all.
No.
That's what's irritating. But there was no proof of human trafficking unless they were talking about this guy, which we already covered.
Mega right. But maybe. We'll see. Okay. Are you caught up there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about the farm revolt here in the Netherlands. It's infecting, right? Other countries are joining up. Let's begin with that. A lot of German farmers are coming out in support of our friends in the Netherlands. Check out some of this footage here of some of the caravans. Germany's invading Netherlands again. This time with farm vehicles, ladies and gentlemen.
They're going to do it right this time.
Let's slaughter the pigs. Swine. No, they're friends this time. It's okay. Actually, German were friendly with them back then, too, weren't they? Kind of? Right? It wasn't... Anyway, let's not get into that right now. Right? This is 2022. This is not 1938.
Oh, it's always 1938.
Well, with this music on it... Alex, did you do this music on there? It's pretty based, but it's kind of ballsy, too. I like that.
I want to drive a tractor like that. I think that'd be fun.
Do you see that? I happened to see it on Twitter. It was like a meme of some goth girl climbing into like a big tractor. Do you see that? It was
no.
Like people are like obsessed about this goth chick going into a tractor. It was fun.
Goths can be farmers too,
like,
you know.
Yeah, it's like 300 million.
They don't like the
Twitter.
Sun, but I guess modern day farming, you just sit in a tractor and
yeah, they're like engineering, push some machinists, buttons. Right? Yeah. So as you can see, it's going on for quite a while.
We're just
going
to watch this for 30 minutes, folks.
No. Here's some other shots here. Is this in the tractor, the music?
Well, that's lame.
Oh, no.
That music is
Euro disco, right? So anyway, that's about the Dutch farmers are welcoming. Did it pause there? Is that wigging out on me now? Oh, great. Let me go back a little bit here. Let's see. Euro techno. Yeah, this is breaking off here. Let's take another one. Anyway, it's about Dutch farmers welcoming German farmers.
Yeah, and a hand of love.
Yeah, German flags up there, right? They're coming over to help out their brothers.
About time.
Yeah. No more plowing wars. And there were some other scenes here, too. And there was some, there's some overlaps here with, like, what we saw in Canada. Granted, there's been protest on and off in Netherlands for some time, especially from the farmers' point of view. But, they were out with the barbecues and stuff in the Netherlands. Check out this here. Nice. Dance band.
Lots of meat.
Right? Dance band.
Blondes
Awful
eating meat.
White.
This is what
Look
we want
this.
To see. More
Look
blondes eating
Amazing.
Meat.
Amazing. Rebel News had more on this.
So, happening right now, the convoy, as we know, have parked up. You can see over there. The farmers have set up a barbecue.
Hopefully it's lots of pork eating for Rabbi News.
To chill out. The police have arrived. But from what we
people say, what, rebel Jews? Rabbi News?
How about I like Rabbi.
Rabbi Jews?
Keep yourself up to date at farmerrebellion.com. Where you can keep up to date on all of our reports.
Like they tried to find a Paul Joseph Watson lookalike. Oh my god, Paul Joseph Watson's on Rebel News.
Yes, we got it.
For a little bit longer.
Finally. Anyway,
so,
raise off of.
So the police are like kind of like trying to make friends here. Right? Here's the police handing out cookies to the farmers.
Of course, it's a lady cop.
Yes.
American.
Oh, American.
Don't forget they're refugees now.
Yeah. And someone said, was it you, Alex? Someone said, like, beware, because this is what they were doing in Canada, too. At first, the cops were, like, playing nice, and we're friends with you, and we're hanging out, we're supporting you together. But then all of a sudden, like, that was right before the tear gas and the horse stomping began. And so will we see a similar arc and trajectory in the Netherlands? We don't know yet, but there's been a lot of other support. There's been, fire trucks. Do I have something? I think I had something on that. Yeah, actually, I did. But so far, it looks pretty decent, right? With the police kind of just monitoring the situation. It's not like super hostile or anything like that yet, right? Handing out cookies. It's like what Swedish police do to the immigrant kids in Sweden. Here's cinnamon rolls and lemonade.
Yeah.
That's what's going to convince them. right, and we're looking good. So here's, yes, firefighters.
Loving those jean shorts there, fantastic. Those guys.
Clogs, jean shorts, dunspun. And it's like, I'm back in Sweden all of a sudden. Yeah. Very similar, like raggare and bunner. All right, besides the truckers.
Never wear jean shorts, for the record, okay? No.
The firefighters also support, it's a Dutch staple. It's a folk costume now. The firefighters also support the Dutch farmers' protests. Nice. Love that Euro sirens. Beautiful. So same thing there. So far, so good. It looks like they're supportive of it. However, we don't know what's going to happen. So the farmers had actually prepared their own little water cannons. Check this out. Yeah. See if any cops are getting unruly, right? Then they can actually get at them. I mean, they have been spraying, in all sincerity, though, they have been spraying feces and piss as well, I think, on government buildings.
Well, it's the least
and
they
stuff.
Can do after everything they're
absolutely,
putting up
100%.
With.
Absolutely. I think it's hilarious. I think it's a fun way of protesting. And so here's another little shot from overlaps with the Canadian, some Canadian trucker convoy merging with farmer vehicles out on the roads in Canada.
I heard, too, that the farmers are just bypassing stores right now and just selling from their farm.
We have an image on that here in a second.
And hello, this is what we should be doing anyway. Just buying straight from the farms.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Lower the cost, sell straight to the people, cut out the middleman.
Yes,
people
absolutely.
Will drive out to your farm to buy.
Yeah, I had a, where did that go? Yeah, here, someone tweeting about that, right? Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, people have just started their own biologic, which is organic, right? It's called biologic in some countries in Europe. So organic food co-ops bypassing the supermarkets and buying them directly from the farms. I mean, technically, right, as long as you can have a convenient pickup location and these kinds of things.
Well, you just could, to go buy, your outdoor little store right there.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine in the coming years here, how you could use apps and stuff like that to find, so the farmers can find the customers and the customers can find the farmers locally. Do you know what I mean? They just kind of all line up and know who wants what. And at one point, you just
so
go
much
there.
Better.
You
so
cut
much better.
Out, cut out all the middlemen. It's obviously it's convenient and stuff with supermarkets, right? But
I think
why
it's
not?
Fun.
Why not
it's this? Fun driving straight out to the farms. The kids
absolutely,
like it too.
Yeah.
You go by the meat. You see where the vegetables are. You get the milk, the eggs. It's fun that way.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. So we have a little bit more here. We have farm protests in Australia. Who's joining the fight as well? All right, so that's down under. I guess they're
winter
heading into
there.
Winter, exactly. And here we are. It is mm-hmm. winter. Farm protesters in Spain.
This is great. Now they have to do something with it, right? Do something with that energy to actually.
Yes, absolutely. It's good to see. I mean, farmers. This is you don't. With the farmers, if you do that, they can crush your country. You know what I mean? Shut everything down. No food, no nothing. That's just how it goes, right? In a way, we're kind of lucky that the elites are so brazen that they're daring to pick this fight.
Well, they just think,
doing, right?
We'll just get it from some other third world country or whatever. That's what they think.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
But eventually, those countries will shut down their exports. I hope so. So it forces them to do it within your own country, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they will. They're like, no, we'll just do I mean, they're not going to be able to scale that, as they say. It's all technology terms now, right? But like vat-grown meat and vertical farming and stuff. But you, I mean, there is a kind of like, well, now they're doing, you know, if there this results in food shortages, then the solution to it will just be brought in quicker. You know, there's like these
conversations. They're so far behind still, though. They're still figuring all that stuff out.
Yeah, there isn't any. There is some, but there isn't much at all, right? And what else do we have here? Italian farmers enters Milan. Lots of honking. Honk, honk. Anyway, so point is, they're protesting the land grabs, the environmental agendas, the war on fertilizer. They're fighting against everything that's been happening to them, including like higher prices, right? They can't afford things anymore. We know several, and we've heard of several, I see it
the
on Twitter
feed
stuff.
The feed is crazy, like, crazy high.
Super high. And again, of course, this fits perfectly into like the anti-meat
war on meat. Shut down all those farms, right? Yeah.
Yeah, shut it all down. And actually, speaking of meat, you had this story, right? This
turns out, guys, there was a study. COVID, yes, the COVID virus could be hiding in your meat and in your freezer. I thought this was a joke, so I had to go look up the study, but your own refrigerator could be the reason you catch COVID a month from now, a study warns. Researchers have found that the virus can survive within, they say, various meat products people keep in their refrigerators or freezers for more than 30 days. The study found that viruses could be cultured after being frozen for a length of time. The team notes they began their investigation after hearing reports of COVID outbreaks in Southeast Asia that had no previous records of community transmission. So then they did COVID tracing in these communities, and they suggested that packaged meat products were circulating and had COVID on them, and that was the source of the virus. So no other packaged products, though. It's just meat, right? Mm-hmm. So basically, the study, I went and looked at the study, and it was not for what was inside the meat, right? It was only for the outside of the packaging. It was the packaging. What? So they say SARS-CoV-2 could survive for a month on refrigerated or frozen meat products, not the meat itself, right? Which is wrapped and contained, right? So this is like, well, no shit. Viruses live on packaging. And if you're worried about it, you could wipe it off. You can wash your hands. But as always, you know, we've seen these hilarious articles of trying to not get you to eat meat, targeting meat again. You know, meat packaging might make you sick, right? So throw out all that meat in your freezer, don't touch it, and eat the soy in bug protein. I saw there was a really good comment in there talking about lefties, how they should social distance from meat. Yeah, just have them stop eating all the meat.
Yeah, look at how skewed in the headline though. It'd be hiding in the meat.
That's what I'm saying. You know? It's not true. I went to look at the study, and it was like it was the packaging.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I'm... What was the other one? There was some other. Was it not just like you can get disease? You could also, I mean, it is the same thing, but it was like more of these articles I remember from the past. I can't find it right now. I was looking for a screenshot of one, but it was like, basically, if you eat
anti-meat propaganda,
run a higher risk of getting COVID, or, you know, it was something like that. They've been trying desperately, right, to push that.
Dear Cherusker, hey, says the coming autumn will be hard. Food shortages and high prices, high petrol prices, heating problems. Good to see our people resist all the support for farmers. Our patience has its limits.
Yes.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it? The fight against the Jewish oligarch system goes on. Europa, Yerwak. Is that what I said? Yerwak? Yerwak.
Yerwak, what does that mean? I actually don't know what that means. I got to translate that. Is that...
Come on, you took German in high school.
I did, and then there's certain words that are just like, I can't remember this.
If you're not using it, it just lose it.
Wake up, you know? Of course. Yerwak, wake up, right? Yerwak. Or wache. Maybe Irvache. Thank you. That's cool. All right. So speaking of COVID bullshit, not a big surprise here, of course, but Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch, they do some good stuff. There's a little boomer things here and there, but overall, it's good to have them there.
Like he doesn't call out that CRT is anti-white, right?
I know. I have the publication down there on the floor.
Seriously,
somewhere.
Man. There's no other group that's attacked in it. Just no, say
it's racist.
Say
what
the
would,
word.
What
say
would
it.
MLK say about CRT? And he was like, well, I'm an anti-white communist. I'd be happy with it.
Yeah,
right?
But, exactly. Right.
So this is, they discovered here that the FBI was doing an investigation of Fauci's agency that was tied to Wuhan and specifically gain of function research, which of course what people have said this is maybe the source of COVID-19, if that's what it is, you know, these things. Listen what he says here anyway. I think they've dropped all this. They were like, all right, this is, you know, they're in on it now, essentially. They're like part of the bio warfare program here, but listen what he says.
Hey everyone, Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton here with the latest on a big find by Judicial Watch. That is that the FBI had been investigating the Fauci agency grant that also involved the Wuhan Institute, and according to the documents that Judicial Watch also found through this Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, gain of function research. Now, Fauci and his people have been telling us, oh, there's no gain of function research, there's nothing to worry about. Well, at least there was enough to worry about for the FBI to do an investigation. What dishonesty by Fauci and the NIH in hiding these documents from the American people for years that we forced out only thanks to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit in federal court. The documents also show that they were worried about gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute as far back as 2016. Now, I don't know what the FBI is doing now, but I do know.
I think they're diddling kids.
There needs to be an investigation into the gain-of-function research funding by Fauci and his cop.
I was cut off there? Okay, all right. Well, anyway, point taken. Interesting. So that's that. This whole circus, really, is continuing. I don't think we should drop it. I think this is one of the biggest gay ops in human history with the COVID stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, especially in the beginning, and then, you know, the bait and switch or whatever you would call it happened, where, you know, the vaccine is rolled out, then you get more sicknesses as a consequence of that and stuff, right? So they knew what they're doing. And of course, they're beginning to push to some kids under 5 now, right? 6 months up to 4 years, and 5 years was already approved and stuff. And apparently, health experts are quitting the NIH and the CDC in droves because they're embarrassed by bad science, including vaccinating children under 5. Well, if it's bad
for
children under
now.
5, it's also bad for children over 5 and yeah. Anybody to make their advice palatable. Is that what I'm saying?
Palatable.
Palatable. Thank you. To the White House doctors claim the NIH and CDC are reportedly facing staffing shortages as low morale drives away employees. Well, I mean, we shouldn't be laughing about this. It's a bit like...
They should have quit a while ago.
They should have, right? I hope it all goes under and they tanks and they can't find anybody. I hope it just all crashes and burns. They deserve... That's the least they deserve.
Yeah, I don't have any respect for people who knew that they were there, you know, who they were there working and knew that all this was bonk science and bad for us, right? And didn't say anything just because of, you know, my job, right?
Yes. Let's keep pushing the magical juice because of my job. Decisions like this, like the closures of schools and then requiring face masks once they reopened, led to many questioning leadership. Yeah, you think? Lately, the authorization of COVID-19 vaccines for children 4 years old or younger, off younger, says, but or younger, has confused some in America's top medical agencies. Yeah, the everybody should, and of course, look at that, who they go to the
Weiss.
Voice of reason, common sense with
gosh.
Barry Weiss. Johnny come lately. People have been talking about this since even before the rollout. They're like, what is this? mRNA, this is no good. Wait and see what's happened. No studies. It doesn't look good, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, they go through it here in the article in more detail. But you remember this. Look at how fake she is when she announces it for the kids here. Look at this. You remember this clip, I think.
The awkward smile.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining today's Director Debrief. COVID-19 vaccines are now available for children under 5. With this recent authorization from FDA and recommendation from CDC, nearly 20 million children are now able to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
Completely
God, I can't
pointless.
Stand her face.
Absolutely pointless, right? Yeah, so they're still,
well,
the circus
a point
is still
to
going.
Them. For them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they're doing this. It's crazy. Well, they're doing some other stuff, too. CDC directs LGBT children to secretive chats about sex changes, activism, the occult. And the occult was like tarot and astrology. Like, ooh, you know. But anyway.
What's your sign? Want a sex change?
Oh, my God.
Are you sure you're not a boy?
It's the occult. I mean, tarot is like Western esoteric tradition. But anyway, the Centers for Disease Control is promoting to youth an online chat space that discusses sex, polyamorous relationships, the occult, tarot and astrology, sex change operations, and I think I think sex change operations is a little bit more serious than tarot.
Maiming your body, telling 13-year-olds about that.
But that's just me. But sure, bring it up. And it's specifically designed to be quickly hidden while being used. It also mixes LGBT adults and children and is run by, in part, by Planned Parenthood. It's called the Q... Couldn't they choose another? The Q, is that like questioning or what does that stand for? Q chat space.
Queer.
There you go. That's what it is. The platform is advertised on the CDC's LGBT Health Youth Resources page. Or kept here.
There's nothing healthy about it.
No, the chat service, which describes itself as, quote, a community for LGBTQP plus teens, is available for those ages 13 to 19, can be hidden from parents, and focuses on a number of mature themes. Q chat hosts conversations on a number of different mature sexual topics, include drag culture 101, sex and relationship, and or relationships, and having multiple genders.
Guess what? You can't be. You can't have multiple genders. Well, the genderbread person tells me.
I mean,
the gender unicorn tells me.
Genders is also.
That's a social construct. You can only be one sex or the other. Yeah. Sometimes there's an intersex that happens, but even then, they choose. Are we going to go this way or are we going to go that way?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so here's some of the, I guess this was Instagram. I guess next up, Drag Culture 101, Monday, June 13th, starting with whatever. Well, I don't know. Join at qchatspace.org. Here's another one here. One chat celebrates RuPaul's Drag Race. While this is like CDC pushing
Remember
this, right?
I got an invite for RuPaul's show. They wanted me to be on RuPaul's show.
What was it, like white supremacy? What was the, on what topic was it? Like the white supremacy is...
just to have me there. So RuPaul can tell me what a bad person I am in high heels and wigs and everything else.
It's like the trannies against the white supremacists or whatever, right? That's the framing. Well, even the, was it the red Facebook thing that Will Smith's wife has?
Yep,
that,
yep.
You got anyone like to that too, right?
She wanted me on there with Jared Taylor and was like,
oh, that's right,
no.
That's right.
No.
Okay, so anyway, one that celebrates RuPaul's Drag Race, while another is called Queer Youth Activism, which is intended for youth of color. So no whites allowed, right?
Well, good.
Anyway, it goes on here.
Good, we don't want whites in that space.
One of the rules of QChat is to keep confidentiality. Like, let's go behind the backs of the parents.
Yeah, it makes it much easier for, pedophiles to subvert those spaces
absolutely.
And get in there.
And agree that what is shared here stays here.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Isn't that what a predator would say?
Of course, yeah, absolutely. National Library of Medicine website, it was published on there. I praised the service for its ability to be hidden from parents, saying that, quote, the platform's chat-based nature likely helps youth avoid concerns about family members accidentally overhearing their conversations.
Yeah, how dare parents be concerned about some pedophile telling their kid to, cut their dick off or whatever, It's just, crazy.
How to deal with family during the holidays as a queer ZZM. Look at this. What is this? What is this? What is this? All right. Anyway, I think we've seen enough of that. You get the point.
It's a world that never should be.
So two things adjacent to this, but the first one, let's play this clip. This is a gold one right here. Pelosi, of course, she's racking on the Republicans, and of course they were largely part of the CDC stuff anyway, so it's not really about that, but it's about the fact that she's saying here, they're coming down on the fact that there's some states now that are putting restrictions on people in the state being able to travel outside of the state to perform abortion, right? So she's saying here, what's next? You can't travel to see a concert? Listen to this, we just had that for 2 years. Listen to this.
Regardless of background or zip code. And we offer hope to the American people who treasure our freedoms and who are overwhelmingly with us in our mission to defend them.
Our freedoms, right? That's what it's about.
What do Republicans have in store next? You can't travel to buy a book. You can't travel to see a concert or
They were literally doing that.
Literally
they
pushing
literally
this for 2 years.
They literally shut all that down.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
just
God.
The gall. I mean, they're demented, these people. They don't even know what they're saying now.
Furthermore, it's fine if they believe this and liberals just leave these conservative states. Just leave, and then you won't have to worry about
not
being
back.
Able to travel to go buy a book. And yeah. We know you're not going to travel to buy a book. You're going to, like, kill a baby.
Right. This is travel to kill babies. But then, like, oh, my God, you're saying we can't go buy your what book? You mean the books that you've been banning?
The Karl Marx manifesto book.
Yeah.
If they doesn't meet their, shall we say, I don't even use the word standards. They're what? Today we must pass this legislation.
Standards, yeah. Well, yeah. We certainly didn't have any COVID restrictions or rules in place about that, right? And so, coincidentally, with all of this in mind, can you believe this? This is a shocker, right? Confidence in U.S. media, government, and justice system is collapsing, according to a recent poll. No one trusts anything.
It's been happening for a long time.
It certainly has.
Hello.
Absolutely.
Hello.
Right.
Hello.
But now it's like, you know, when the poll starts rolling around, then it's like, oy vey, you know, what's happening here, right? America's confidence in major U.S. institutions, including government and the media, is in a state of collapse, falling to an average of just 27% across all categories, according to a latest national poll released by Gallup. Only the military and small businesses still enjoy the confidence of a majority of Americans. Aren't we lucky then that all the bad people in the military need to be replaced, right? It's all going to be like transvestites now or whatever, right? They're replacing, they were going on a hunt after white supremacy, right, in the military. And then, of course, the COVID thing shut down all the small business owners, basically try to put them out of business, right? Although public belief in institutions has been weak for almost the past 15 years, the 27% average for all categories is the lowest recorded by Gallup, I guess, ever then. The company began measuring confidence in institutions in 1973 and has done so each year since 1993. The survey finds, or survey's figures, came after Gallup delivered sobering news on June 22nd. The company said confidence in the overall direction of the country fell to 13% that month, down 3% points from May, down 9 points since March, when the figure was at 24%. It also reported that at that time, that despite ongoing economic malaise, President Joe Biden's job approval rating held steadily at 41%. And all that's, of course, have tanked recently. I think he's at an all-time
low. These numbers are too high.
I'm not sure if they even go into that in this article, but the point is, it's like all the institutions are, no one's trusting anything. It's all coming a fart. Yeah, there you go. It's all coming a fart.
Before you play that, though, I just wanted to read a comment to the last story about those trans kids or whatever in the support group. Villette says, can you believe kids these days, they need to join a support group to decide if they want to cut their own cock off. Back in my day, we didn't need emotional support. We just cut our own cocks off. Great show as always. Thanks. Oh, thanks, Red Eye Screw.
Yep. That's rough. But thank you. Appreciate that. All right. So before we get into Biden here in Israel, too, it's got some funny clips here, and it's kind of a travesty. I want to show you this real quick. It's amazing that actually you won't believe it, right? But basically, you have had zero support for anybody around J6, right? Anybody that showed up, anyone that was just like was visible from the lawn of Congress, right? Anybody or the Capitol, near the Capitol, anybody that was there has been demonized, and they try to hunt them and dox them and all that kind of stuff. Well, you wouldn't believe it that the New York Times came out with a not only puff piece but like a actually, like defending Fed Ray Epps.
That's why.
You remember this guy,
they
right?
They got the orders. You know, let's clean it up in the media or whatever. Yeah.
It was actually an image. Where did that go? I'll pull it in here. There was a fun image of that. Did I not pull it in?
He does have that crooked Fed kind of look too, doesn't he?
I guess
like
he does,
how you
right?
would think they would look.
Oh, here it is. Let me pull that in. Anyway, so so they actually I think that's the author of the piece on the left right there, but this is one of the memes that I saw. Fed Epps.
Exactly.
And of course, he was a guy,
hey,
right? Do you remember?
There's a bomb.
We gotta go into the Capitol tomorrow when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight. He was like literally on the front lines when the barricades fell. This is a screenshot from the right there. He was like whispering to people, right? He was telling everybody, go inside, we have to go into the Capitol and all that stuff. He had a ranch down in Arizona. And now the article, oh my God, he was forced to sell all that and now he's living in a trailer at the foothills of the Rocky Mountains or whatever it was. And it was like this, he's being he's a victim of a vicious conspiracy theory. if you've wanted any proof that he is a Fed, this would be it right there. You do
the
not
fact
get
that they're
support
defending
of,
him at all.
Yes, exactly. Of course,
they covered for him forever, and now again they're covering for him. Oh, he's really not a bad guy. Poor guy.
It's just been held. The New York Times writes, "Life is the victim of a January 6th conspiracy theory. Ray Epps became the unwitting face of an attempt by pro-Trump forces to promote the baseless idea that the FBI was behind the attack."
Okay, FBI.
The
obviously, the FBI would be behind something like this.
Yeah, and then it's, again, always this hair-splitting semantics. Someone calls him a Fed, and it's like, there's no proof that he works for the FBI. I was a federal informant, right? He's like, he's somehow roped into it. Yeah. He's getting a pass. He's miraculously one of the only ones that's not arrested, all that stuff. Anyway, whenever we go through all this, I just wanted to show you real quick of like how they frame this, and the fact that, like, as this circus still goes on with the J6 stuff, this of if you wanted anybody to, like, as proof that someone is, like, actually organizing it and telling other people what to do and that they had to go, it would be this guy.
Yeah.
Literally, that's
literally
your guy.
Go inside.
It's just, anyway, whatever. All right. So, anyway, we can switch over to Biden in Israel. A bunch of clips here. That's kind of funny.
It's pure entertainment.
He's very confused when he shows up, and quite appropriately, I got to say, the first clip, because as he lands in Israel, he says, "What am I doing now?"
Whatever your master tells you.
Let me go back. Here. What am I doing now? And just stand there on that line, sir. Look at that. This is, of course, this is
stand
what
stand here, talk about the Holocaust.
We get to that too, by the way. But it's like, isn't that the perfect kind of thing? Let me go over here so we can see. You can see us while we talk here. Like showing up. It's what I'm saying is it's like symbolically perfect, right? You're like, he goes to Israel and asking, like, what do I do now?
Israelis are telling him what
yeah,
to do.
Exactly. Like, tell me what to do now, Israelis. What's going to happen? And so anyway, so after he landed, after that initial confusion, he made a very anti-Semitic gaffe here at the at a talk. I think this is actually at the airport, right? Where he talked about the honor of the Holocaust.
I will once more return to the hallowed ground of Yad Vashem to honor 6 million Jewish lives were stolen in the genocide, and continue, which we must do every day, continue to bear witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust, honor those...
Whoops. Let's take that again.
Witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust,
the truth honor, and honor those...
I mean, hasn't it been an honor in terms of like how much they've been able to achieve?
Oh, they milk that thing like nothing else.
Do you remember that Iranian cartoon with the cow?
Yeah, sucking it dry.
it was kind of funny, actually. It was an anti-Semitic, very anti-Semitic cartoon that the bad Iranians did. Oh, and by the way, that's another thing that came out of all of this. It's like this, that Israel and the U.S. were going to put like literally everything on the everything they have to prevent Iran from having nuclear weapons. It was like one of the was it the Jerusalem declaration, I think they call it, or something like that. But basically, I mean, like, the U.S. will put like boots on the ground if it's about stopping Iran from getting nuclear. Israel can have them, right? They don't have to be part of any like inspections or anything. They can have however many they want, in fact, right? It's totally fine for them. All right, so the next thing that happened is he was confused regarding who was going to ask a question of the president, although, as we've seen with his cheat sheets, right, everything is lined up for him.
They didn't have to tell him, sit down in your own chair.
In your chair. You say welcome. You do not take down your pants. anyway.
You do not touch kids entering in the room.
You do not sniff your any other's kids, right? I mean, you've seen the Hunter stuff. I cover some of that Wednesday. It's just such a joke, this family. But anyway, look at this here.
Mr. President?
No. The question was for the president. And
Mr. President, do you want to call on the next question?
Sure. I was you give a list here. Steve Holland of Reuters.
Sure, I was given a list here. Look at this again. And the confusion here. He's laughing. Lapid is the new interim prime minister.
No, the question was for the president. And
Mr. President, do you want to call on the next question?
Call on the next question. They can't even do that.
Sure.
How is this guy going to last?
You give a list here. Steve Holland of Reuters.
I mean,
he's not going to last the whole term.
No, and if the point is he's not.
He's going fast.
This is like the guy, I said this Wednesday, or yesterday, actually, Thursday.
It's a puppet.
He's the guy they wheel out right at the end before the collapse. It's like a Caligula or like a, Nero or something.
It's all Biden's fault. Right.
Yeah, God, he's wrecking the country.
The Sino man did it all. Yeah.
Yep, exactly. Perfect scapegoat. Here's another one where he just couldn't stop coughing because he swallowed wrong.
I've done that.
I had a terrible headache.
I have a terrible... Let me go back. I had a terrible headache there. Is that what he's saying?
And I had a terrible headache. Excuse me, a terrible headache. And...
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
I swallowed
you
wrong.
You mean drank the water wrong? I swallowed wrong.
Sorry.
I swallowed wrong. I mean, he might just croak one day on stage, you know? Surprising.
Yeah.
Why is it that these old corrupt dudes live to, like, be 105, you know?
They inject aborted fetus stem cells and period blood into their bodies. And they get that the vampirical force that they steal from the kids that they molest. How about that? Just a guess. I mean, I don't know.
Billy Biz, thank you very much, says Israel loves and benefits from Biden's incompetence. Exactly.
Yes, they do, of course. Thank you, Billy Biz.
Just sign here, okay? Just, you know, sign here. We're requesting more money from U.S. taxpayers.
Yes, absolutely. So that's that. And then, of course, let me see if there's the next one. No, the other one. Here's another one. Here's confused. Remember that one time he's trying to shake hands with his imaginary friend?
Yeah, did he do it again?
Yes, he did it again. Look at this here.
Tutta l'insieme di now.
Right there. You sit in your... Here we go with the seat again. You sit in your seat. No, you sit in your seat.
Oh, my God.
Please, sir, go over there.
Tutta l'insieme di now ve l'insieme a tutta bri. Thank you, President Herzog and President Biden.
Oh, my God. Tashav. All right, but eventually, of course, he got it right, and everyone was swooning, is that the term, over what Biden did here. Check this out. He's in the Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum.
He's
here.
Got a small hat on.
Yep. This move right here. Look at this. He gets down on his knees.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. So that was the clip. Look at what you remember the Lincoln Project. Look at what they did with this clip. Look at this here. Kindness.
Oh, jeez. On your knees for these people's. No.
Humility. The music. Compassion.
Oh, this is so cringe. I
Lincoln
seen
Project,
this
everybody.
I
mean, Biden.
Have you seen this for any other
our president
event that's happened historically? No, we're going to do it for events that are questionable. So it did happen the way they say.
This is what, wow. And it was like the, was it this one? Let me see here. No, okay. Anyway, it was another one. And it was like this, I've never been more proud of, this is our guy. And oh my God, look at this. You know what I mean? And even some people was angry, right? Because it's like, he's going to Israel and he's making a fool out of them. And they were angry that he was like, this is the guy we're sending and he's making a joke out of everybody. This is very serious. You step on Israeli soil, well, you got to be serious, right? That's when your A game's got to be right.
Can't
in shape,
win.
You know what I mean? Biden's team asked for no handshakes during his Israeli visit because of the deadly pandemic charade. So here's what he gets, right? Look at, again, more. He was fist bumping and he continued this. We'll look at that later.
So
too.
In other words, these are survivors of the Holocaust and now you might be exposing them to some COVID-19 that might kill them.
Not this clip particularly. I'm not sure if he shook any hands when he was in that the crypt there, the dungeon. But did you see some of those? Trump was there too and it's like this. It looks like they're like the cave of Sauron or something. Have you seen those pictures? I mean, there. Okay, let's see if I can find some later. Anyway, look at this here. It's Israeli television here, right?
Thank you very much.
So no handshakes, but then the woman, she didn't shake. She doesn't shake goy hands. But they shake hands, and they get... look at his confusion. He's trying to... He's fine. You can shake his hand. Thank you very much. But you can't... No, you can't shake her hand.
Oh, jeez.
And this... This circus continued later on too. It's like in Saudi Arabia, the fist bump. We'll look at that in a second. It's crazy. Like, this is what they're upset about. But so obviously though,
and then people study this stuff to a T, and they talk about it for weeks. It's just amazing.
So so he got the things when he went down on his knees at the Yad Vashem, right? It doesn't matter. Everything clicked. Forget about the fact that he's like a potato. It's all worth it just for that moment, right? Through my decades of service, I've watched Israel grow into its founding fathers' and mothers' wildest dreams. Yeah, we took all their land. Can you believe it? It was my honor to be awarded the Israeli Presidential Medal of Honor. So, of course, he got a Presidential Medal of Honor, right? Look at this.
Here's the big H, one of the founding fathers there?
To the Honorable I guess President so. Joseph R. Biden Jr. of the United States of America for his true friendship with the state of Israel, the people of Israel, and the Jewish people. His uncompromising, decades-long commitment to Israel's security.
There you go. His uncompromising. There you go. Here's your medal, little
You've been
potato.
The best puppet so far.
Yep. Contributions. I think Trump was a better puppet in this question, obviously, but they still love this guy.
Deepening, strengthening, and enhancing the strong and unwavering alliance between Israel and the United States of America.
They love their medals.
Oh, yeah, award ceremonies, and here's a... It's, you know, now instead of just being directors, we were award-winning movie arts and entertainment professors, right? Remember the old Hollywoodism documentary?
Against anti-Israeli and anti-Semitic hatred around the world.
I love how they put it together, too. Yeah. If you're anti-Israel, then you're all
anti-Semites. As a leader, I can say without hesitation... Yep. That being known as a friend of Israel and receiving this award today is among the greatest honors of my career.
There you go. See? Nothing else compares to it. One of the greatest honors of my career, he says at the end there.
The Presidential Medal of Honor is...
All right. Let me see here. Imaginary friend. What do we have? Yeah, I guess that's it on the Biden charade and clown show in Israel. So then he went to Saudi Arabia, and then he's all the Wahhabis over there. There's this normalization agreement with them, and now they're going to start flying from Arab countries to Israel. And it's so wonderful and great because, of course, they're all on the same page now, right? Washington Post, the zero hedge here, condemns Biden for shameful, Mohammed bin Salman, right? Here it is, MBS. Fist bump, worse than a handshake. President Biden on Friday, that Saudi Prince, Crown Prince, MBS, said he wasn't responsible for the 2018 murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. That's right, that whole thing. He was like chopped up and fed to dogs or something. What happened? He basically said that he was not personally responsible for it. I indicated I thought he was, said Biden. What happened to Khashoggi was outrageous, he added. Biden previously dodged questions over whether he would bring up Khashoggi, instead painting a broad brush stroke of concern over Saudi Arabia's human rights issues. Anyways, the Washington Post came out and talked about this and stuff, but here's the fist bump. And check out Biden's legs here, too. I'm not sure what's going on with this here. The next shot here. Look at this. Woo! Man, what's going on there with that walk? You see that? It's like he's walking partially sideways. Like he's having a hard time walking.
Oh, we know the guy's not well. I mean,
no,
he's going to go down any time now. He's there.
Someone's yelling, too. What about Khashoggi?
President Biden, is Saudi Arabia still in Raya? President Biden.
Thank you.
All right, otherwise it seemed to be a good meeting with the towelheads, the Wahhabi towelheads. Completely fine. Yeah, someone did some memes as well. Here's an ice cream, and you give me some gas. He's been on and on about the gas thing, too. Oh, the prices have actually gone down, but it's not reflected at the pump. And he's like, I order every gas station and gas company to stop raising the prices on gas.
Like, that's not how it works, buddy.
No, that's not how it works. It's like a embarrassment. Anyway, I don't think there's any. We don't have to look at any other clips of this. All right. So I think that's it from the Saudi visit right there. So now we can go to our little anti-white segment here. Can you believe such a thing? I had a big...
It's back.
I had a big... It never ended, right?
No.
I had a big question about this tweet. It was quite popular on Twitter here. Some Asian activist here, some Korean activist who lives in America, some screenwriter. Apparently, she claimed that a producer told her... To my face, you need more white representation in your projects. You're going to lose the white audience. Should have heard the way I laughed, she says.
Yeah, it's so shocking, huh, that the majority of a country should be represented. It's funny how they always want to see themselves and everything, but mm-hmm. then when white people want the same thing, who are still the majority of the country, it's this shocking and horrible racist thing. Well, guess what, Regina? In North and South Korea...
All
Koreans are represented all of the time. You can always go there.
America now is multiracial, you see, so white people shouldn't have any rights in America. Right? They shouldn't be represented anywhere, despite the fact being in majorities. Can you imagine how these people will treat us if we become a minority?
Yeah, I mean, this woman just hates white people, the fact that she would even be tweeting like she is.
This producer wanted to make sure white people felt represented. I cannot make this up. I think she's lying, though. What producer would possibly say something like this in this day and age? Everything, literally everything. I mean, I think they are losing, but it's not about the money, right? The money will be there.
You should tell her to name names. Huh?
Yeah, exactly. Give us something, right? But no, instead, this is actually what we're getting these days, right? House of Dragons showrunners reimagined some characters as black.
I love that they say reimagined, not culturally appropriated, right?
Yeah, of course. Reimagined some characters as black because they didn't want it to be, quote, another bunch of white people on the screen. Now, this is the norm, right? This is the standard now in so-called entertainment indoctrination. And every white, character is being replaced. Here's Daniel Concannon here. Game of Thrones prequel showrunners were worried about too many white people in book. Does he have to replace them? Is the Amazon butcher of Lord of the Rings even out yet? Remember that?
I'm not sure. I haven't followed that.
Yeah. I saw some commercial the other day of it, and it was all, of course, no white people in,
it's
like,
not
Lord
gonna
of
do
the
well.
Rings.
I mean, it's not authentic. It's not the writer's vision.
Mm-mm. No, definitely not. Here's, this is UK. This is kind of interesting. This is basically like if you, can you imagine? There's no way, I can't believe it. Man jailed for kidnapping and sexually assaulting injured woman in London. He was calculating and predatory, the Metropolitan Police Detective Constable says. Yeah, you think? I can't believe it. What a shocker. Here's the one when it goes from like replace white people to actually kill white people, and still, despite that, you have no hate crime charges, right? So here's a comparison by way of the world here. So you have some Aryan National Army.
They haven't even heard of them.
They distributed 115 leaflets containing the words Aryan National Army and an image of a skull inside a swastika. 115 hate crime charges. Are the federal hate crime? Is that maybe that's the only hate crime? It's always federal. I'm not sure how that works. But regardless, on the flip side, you have a guy who actually murdered four white people. He attempted to murder an additional four white people. He confessed to trying to
kill
as many.
Couldn't be any more obvious, and it's still like, nope, not a hate crime, right?
Right, exactly. He confessed to trying to kill as many white men as he could. I didn't even remember this story. Did you remember this one? Fresno, nope. California, leaving nope. three white people dead. It was a racially motivated attack, 2017. The gunman, Corey Ali Muhammad, a black supremacist, was convicted of four murders and four attempted murders. He said it was to kill as many as possible. There's no hate crime charges. Convenient, right? Same thing with the Waukesha thing, right? There's no hate crime charges there. We've done some of the comparisons. And it reminded me of this one, too, where... We had there's no resolution. No one know what happened or why. Police have no suspects even to this day. It was a 24-year-old white mother who was murdered by BLM activists in Indiana. And there's no one that has been held accountable for this, right? Murder for being white. She was debating politics with BLM or BLM protesters when they shot her to death. The press is ignoring the story. She will get no gold casket, no celebrities at her funeral, right. No cities mourning her death. And there was actually a somewhat recent story on this, too. Oh, it just remains unsolved. It's a mystery. We don't know what happened.
We do not live in a system of white supremacy, and all these things just prove it time and time again.
Absolutely. A failed shooting along Indies Canal made national news. 2 years later, the case remains unsolved. Yeah, briefly national news. This was no riots. It was no protests. It was no cities burning down after this, right? It's been 2 years since Jessica Dottie Whitaker. That's her name. Remember that name. Remember these people, right? She was killed in a shooting along downtown Indianapolis Canal. What happened to her that night and in the aftermath was not fair, her father says. Yeah, you can. That's kind of accurate there, buddy. I'm sure they're just misquoting him, by the way. But it is like something that has been totally missing in our lives, said Robert Dottie Sr., having to look at her little boy and know that he will never have his mom back. That's how it has been. The 24-year-old's death occurred on July 5th, so one day after 4th of July, back in 2020. It garnered somewhat of attention, I'd say, as her fiancé said the violence was sparked by the utterance of a racial slur and a disagreement over the statement, Black Lives Matter and All Lives Matter. That, I think that's why she was killed. She said, no, All Lives Matter. Okay, that's it. We're going to shoot you. No one guilty, no manhunt, no anything, right? A protest against racism and police brutality took place across the country in the summer of 2020. The story of Dottie Whitaker's death was picked up by media outlets like Fox News. This. Look at these right-wing outlets that are like obsessed about this story for some reason. Anyway, the point is here, no one has been arrested. No, we don't. There's no suspects. It's just we don't know what happened. We don't know anything.
Her family's not going to get millions of dollars, from the city.
Yep.
No.
Instead, it's almost
not
like this.
Hear about it for years.
It's almost like it's kind of skewed that it was like, well, this is very responsible of her. It was some words said, and well, you know, maybe she, maybe it was her fault, essentially, right? All right. So anyway, that's that. So I guess as we're going to the rape segment here now. Sorry, we have to do this, but what are you going to do? Let me.
Well, we know who's doing the raping, don't we?
Yeah, we have the Hollywood thing in a moment here. We'll talk about this, but check this one out. I mentioned it quickly yesterday, and I want you to just read this to you a little bit because this is another one of those.
It really looks like a Glenn Johnson, doesn't
Glenn
it?
Glenn Johnson, right? Johnson is like a they've.
Yeah, it's a lot of black guys with a last name Johnson.
Yes, because they were slaves, right? So they got the name of their slave owner. A lot of Johnson slave owner. I'm not sure. Glenn Johnson indicted in rape trafficking of a runway girl, 14.
Runaway girl, yeah.
A runaway girl, sorry, runaway girl, 14. A man who once made an NYPD commander's top 10 list of worst recidivist offenders was indicted for allegedly raping and trafficking a 14-year-old runaway girl he met at Penn Station, Manhattan, prosecutors said Thursday. Glenn Johnson, 62, is accused of raping the teenager in a subway bathroom on March 9th and then taking her to an alleyway the next day where she was sexually assaulted by multiple men. Shit. The girl had run away from home and taken the Amtrak to Penn Station where she encountered Johnson. Philadelphia, right? Holy shit. Who in 2016 landed on a fed up Manhattan cops list for notching 158 arrests dating back to... What is this guy doing out? What is he even out in, like... What is he even doing walking around?
You're telling me
you
really can't catch this guy? They can't just get him? Yeah, right.
He stayed with the child constantly, giving her food and shelter, buying her lingerie, making her watch pornography, district attorney said. Then he raped her in a subway bathroom, Lipinski said. Johnson also allegedly forced the teen to perform oral sex on him, according to the indictment. On March 10th, Johnson took her to have sex in an alleyway with different men. Prosecutors said one of the men paid Johnson to rape the teen. This is the lovely new diversity in Pennsylvania here, right? The sicko then brought the girl back to Penn Station and was walking hand in hand with her when an Amtrak police officer recognized her from a missing persons poster. That was lucky of her. Johnson Orley has a level 2 sex offender designation, allegedly left the scene but was later arrested. He pleaded not guilty to charges of sex trafficking of a child, first and second degree rape and criminal sexual act. He faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted on the top count. You're telling me so now that's going to happen after he's had 158 arrests dating back to April 1983. Like, at some point, you just got to realize it's like there's no fixing this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like a nonstop violence and chaos machine walking around. Anyway, this is just like, excuse me, one random guy, right? This is pales in comparison to like the networks that exists out there, right? Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Dutroux in Belgium. You have Peter Nygaard. He has his own little thing. Then you had, you talked about the international one relating to Madeleine McCann as well, right?
I was just watching, too. There's a series about Madeleine McCann and the disappearance of her. Do you guys remember her, the little UK girl in 2007? Her parents went to a resort in Portugal. They were dining with some friends down in the restaurant and the resort. And for some dumb reason, they all left their kids up in the room, but they were like going up and checking every 20 minutes, so they say. And one time they go in. And she's missing, right?
Yeah.
So I was watching the series because I thought it was interesting that they actually brought on the family hired some private investigators who were actually talking about the pedophile problem, the pedophile networks, and they were saying some things that just like, man, it is such a problem. It is such a problem. Why isn't so much money going spent into and resources into busting these pedophile human trafficking rings? I mean, it's well connected, you know, in the West, around the world. They know what's happening. Oh, we're keeping tabs. They can find these websites where they're connecting. And it's growing because of, you know, because they can connect with other sickos online. So they have these places that they can meet up and meet like-minded people. And it's just easier to stay in touch. But it's really heartbreaking, some of the stories that I heard, too, of just what's happening. Like this one investigator was talking about, what was it in Belgium, they had busted this pedophile ring.
Dutroux, yeah.
And they literally kept kids in cages in their fancy houses and were abusing. I mean,
all the elite circles there, if you want to know, were like, this is tied to Epstein and that whole thing, right?
I mean, these guys were saying that they had seen and seen things that just totally changed their view of the world. Like, they can't unsee some of these horrific things, you know?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't want to deal with this. They don't want to look at it. They don't admit that it's real because it's so horrible that kids, even at the age of two and babies, are being tortured like this and raped. And there was investigators. There was also, was it the Center for Missing Children, whatever. There's still some good people within there. I mean, they're not all pedophiles, you know.
But some
all
are, these. I think.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. But there are some good guys, I think, within there, too, that have been fighting. They say, we take stories to the media. The media is like, no, we've already done our one story for the month. We don't want any more. And he thinks, they think it's just because, oh, it's so horrible, they don't want to push this on our readers. No, I think somewhere they're getting an order to not publish these stories so people don't know how bad it is, right? But there should be so many resources going into this. They already say that it's like $150 billion a year industry, like trafficking kids. How would you know these figures then? Like, if you can know these figures, you can track the money, you can track the people, you can, you know, shut it down. But they don't. Because there's people in it. So most likely she never was found. Most likely she was, stolen and snatched into one of these, you know, rings. And the thing is, Portugal, I guess there's a lot of criminal elements there now and gangs and stuff because it's on the water. They can easily, you know, get on their boats and leave. They can basically snatch a kid and be out in like 2 hours out of the country or an hour and a half, you know. So it's a problem. It's a big problem.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, and again, as you said there, look at the lack of resources. There's people internally in these organizations that are talking about it. Nothing is being done. I mean, in some cases, you even have people inside of Interpol, inside of CIA. They're actually doing the trafficking, right? These people, they find themselves in the positions where they're going to help kids because that's how they get close to kids and missing kids and people who are, you know, as the other case we saw, like a runaway child or something, right? So instead we get this, right? Oh, the global right wing's bizarre obsession with pedophilia. Like, what's up with
bizarre? Like, we have problem, like a million, you know, reasons. A million course, yeah, reasons to be concerned about this.
And instead,
I mean,
it's
an
this
epidemic.
Instead, it's this is what the money, there's more money and institutions and agencies and stuff that's focusing on so-called white supremacy right now as a terrorist threat. While these pedophiles are walking free, they're kidnapping kids, and only very rarely does like actually a Jeffrey Epstein thing blow up like that the way it did, and they actually, you know, put him in jail. Of course, he's killed off. Now Ghislaine Maxwell lowered prison time, and it's sealed. We don't get any information. Who is the name? Who bought these kids? Who were their clients? Right? No, it's just all under lock and key, sealed away, tucked away. These networks are being massively protected, right? But they're all interconnected in some way, I think. Many of them, anyway. They sell kids to each other. They help kidnap kids. They have to cover it up, and then the media cover for them. It's literally an epidemic of enormous proportions. And I don't even think most people understand how bad it is.
Yeah, I mean, there was this one agency I heard who was telling the story of, oh, I went to Cambodia because he was told that there was this one dump in Cambodia where they dump lots of garbage. And, you know, it's very poor there. Lots of people live in a small area. So they go and they wait for these trucks to come to get the garbage and everything so they can try and see if there's anything that they can eat, right, or have, right, for their survival. And people bring their kids there. Well, now pedophiles show up to this dump here in Cambodia and ask parents if they can rent their kids. And some of these people let it happen, and they take them. So then this pedophile takes their child, they bathe them, they abuse them, and then they drop them back off. They know that this is happening, okay? Yeah, and this is right. Just one example. There's so many stories all over the world, right? Especially in the West.
Yeah.
And they know it's happening, and then they don't do anything to shut it down. Now, I know Cambodia is corrupt and they've got all these problems internally and stuff. So what can an outside agency do? But
yeah.
you can do something. You know what's happening. And they're not even protecting children. Like, trying?
No.
You see these little stings here and there. There'll be some, and usually it's a private investigator that like pushes, that I've learned, that pushes the police to like bust a ring or something. And then maybe they get 15 guys who are watching something online or something. But what about the big criminals? The big criminal networks that actually have, you know, cages in their homes and their palaces where their kids are inside of them and they are torturing them. Like, this is actually happening.
It came out with the Trogue case in Belgium, right? That it was like, it was tied to the highest elites in the Euro. So if you want to see all those anti-white absolute pricks that have stabbed our people in the back and turn their backs, you know, against us and stuff, they're all tied. I mean, not literally every single one, but like the higher up you go in the ranks of like the European Union and the business world there and stuff, a lot of the people there are tied to these networks. They're blackmailed in some cases. In some cases, they're in on it. It's like, I mean, you know, the look at the Ice White Shut stuff, but think that with kids. You know what I mean? That's literally what some of these people are involved in. I mean, then you have the accusations of the British royal family, right? And even the Trogue, there was this, I forget what that was called, Haupt la Grange or something. Maybe Chad has it. Which was this, I believe, the daycare center, right? There was bodies, kids' skeletons found outside of it.
You
and
have
stuff,
to be
right?
So careful today. So careful.
Absolutely.
Keep an eye on your children. You can't let them. It's not like when we were growing up, we could walk to the bus stop alone or be gone for hours a day riding our bikes. Like, there's areas where you just can't do that anymore. It's a different world. And they're emboldened now, especially with articles like this and
they're protecting
all these networks and all these elites who are also pedophiles. They protect each other now.
Yeah. And they're more concerned about counter-signaling against those who could potentially... I wonder why they're so worried that there would be some kind of grassroots, right, conservative slash right-wing revolt against some of this stuff and beginning to actually try to squash these things and take these networks out, go after these criminals, start protecting kids, not hand over kids to these institutions that are trying to, like, you know, running short of raping them. They want to cut their genitals off. And, you know, I mean, it's like, it's crazy town. It's absolute...
Yeah. These people are more concerned about getting us shut down off of YouTube and our bank accounts and our credit card processing.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's white supremacy is the great... Why? Because they would start going after the pedophile networks partially, right? Or like they would question that. They would have our good... We would look after the interest of our people. And of course, number one on that list is our children, right? I mean, that's the main concern. Anyway, so that kind of can take us into the Scrubs guy.
Oh
here,
my
right?
gosh! Look at the face of this guy. The Scrubs and Californication. Never watched those shows. Co-executive producer and five-time Emmy nominee. Look at this ghastly face. Eric Weinberg was arrested by the LAPD on multiple sexual assault charges and rapes. The arrest is related to a series of rapes more that the police say occurred between 2012 and 2019. I mean, that they know of. Look at his face. Hideous. He was picked up at his Los Feliz residence. I know where that is. And he's held on bail for $3.2 million. According to the cops, Weinberg singled out women in their 20s and 30s in grocery stores and coffee shops and other public places and would try to convince them to participate in a photo shoot. Hey, girl, want to be an actress? You know, come back to my pad. Let's do a photo shoot. Maybe let's get a headshot. Maybe we'll get you in on Scrubs, right? If the women agreed to have their picture taken by Weinberg, this is his M.O., his M.O. was to then rape them during this secluded session at his home. Yeah, so Weinberg, actually, they say, the LAPD says, might have committed rape since the early 1990s. Oh, you can bet. You can bet. As soon as he had a career where he can, like, say, hey, girl, want to be in a show or whatever, he
and
was
you,
doing it.
And you know some of these are probably on Rage, too.
Oh, of course they are.
It's basically a guarantee at this point.
So people, the police are encouraging other victims with knowledge to come out, right? So like another Me Too kind of thing. Those girls should have come out right away. Mm-hmm. Right mm-hmm. away. But I'm sure he raped a lot of girls who didn't say anything because they wanted to be famous actresses in Hollywood. He probably made threats. Some maybe had sex with him in hopes that he'd put them in their dumb shows. But coincidentally, it's always these Hollywood feminist sexual predators who are almost always of a certain tribe, right?
Bruh.
The same tribe that says that men in our circles are the oppressors who hurt women and that white supremacy is the biggest problem. I am surprised, though, that they're throwing the guy under the bus just now. Maybe, I don't know, maybe someone is trying to cash in on some of this Me Too movement too. That's the sad truth. So maybe some girls are finally coming forward. I'm not sure how it became known, really.
Yeah, I mean, falling out of favor. Sometimes people are just kind of they're caught, they're sloppy, or someone speaks up and they don't think they will or something. I mean, it does happen, right? But it's like, you know, the point is that the whole environment is like this. I mean, look at
Weinstein,
right? The Harvey Weinstein, that whole thing, right, that blew up. You even had that article, right? Of like, there's all these white men in Hollywood.
The whole Me Too thing. You know, yeah, it was like
it was like, I don't think they admit
that the Weinbergs run Hollywood, and they do.
Yeah.
They do.
You mean Weinstein?
Yeah, but I'm saying the Weinbergs running Hollywood. And this is how how they treat girls. The casting couch, they try and have sex with them, they rape them. Like, this has been a thing that's been going on for a long time.
Yes, absolutely. Yep.
And they're winning Emmys and living in their Hollywood Hills mansions.
Absolutely, yeah. The prizes.
They're such good liberals and all that crap. Yeah.
And then they, like, you know, these are the people who, like, do the TV shows such as, like, you know, Euphoria. These, you know what I mean? Like, it's this constant.
Well, he was behind Californication.
Yeah,
I didn't
exactly.
watch that, but it was
the X-Files dude. Yeah.
But it was basically a sex addict, right?
Which he actually was in real life, apparently, right?
Great.
Yeah, what's his name again? Duchovny.
Duchovny.
Right?
Yeah, I kind of thought. Jewish? I thought of X Files differently because I was an X Files fan after I learned about that.
Yeah, then I was like, oh boy, you know. Yeah, and he was like, yeah, sex addict, and then they did a TV show about him being a sex addict, and this guy's behind it, you know.
So. Beetlejuice, Weinberg, Weinstein. What's the difference? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really? Yeah, exactly.
Glenn the Chinaman, our favorite Asian. Thank you. They won't get away forever. History will repeat. Yes, we're talking about the pedophile networks earlier in reference to that.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah, no. Eventually, it's going to come to a head for these people, and they're getting so brazen and so bold and so in your face about it. And I think we're seeing a healthy, like, initial response to this by, like, the stuff that we've seen at the school boards. By far, it's not severe, like, hardcore enough, but it's a start, right? It's actually, like, what the hell are they doing to our kids? You know what I mean? Like, starting to question that. And I mean, if for all the dumb kind of cringy things with, like, Q or whatever, right? That we kind of, people say it's a psyop, and it's probably true or whatever. But there were some good things in there regarding the actual, you know, going after, or like at least recognizing that, like, there's a global pedophile cabal out there and they're running the show. They're blackmailing each other. They're having their eyes wide shut type parties and stuff, right? Their little rituals and, you know, stuff like that. I think you're right, Glenn. I think eventually the more they push and the more, like, this is coming out, the more, I mean, I couldn't believe just looking at the Peter Nygaard clip and then that same series, Filthy Rich or whatever it's called, something like that. had another one about the NXIVM sex cult, and it was even child sex pornography, at least. I'm not sure if they actively... Claire Bronfman was one of the bankrollers of this whole weird sex cult, right?
Where they kept some girls in the closet as sex slaves.
They branded them like cattle and stuff. And again, I mean, and in the documentary, they talked about Claire Bronfman as like, if there's anything such as Jewish royalty, this would be the closest thing, right? This is the Seagrams. They made their
basically like a Ghislaine Maxwell, right?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Oh my God, well, I'm tired. She's not a gazelle.
Hyena Maxwell. But the point is, it's like, you know, they made their money on all the alcohol stuff, Seagrams, right?
And Seagrams. Crappy alcohol. You know,
again, making people sick and all that stuff, right? They make their money on these dirty businesses. And then Claire Bronfman comes in, bankrolls this whole weird sex cult. I think she's in jail now, I believe. And then it was, what was his name? Kurt Rainier, I think it was. Something Rainier. Kind of the main guy. But yeah, basically it was like, the psychopathic ideas of this guy was bankrolled by like the subservient. She was a driving force. I'm not saying that she was a victim of Rainier or whatever, but they kind of like clonked their heads together and worked in the same direction. And with basically unlimited funds, this is everything that they could do. But they charged the people like crazy, going to these courses to learn about like how to be happy and all this dumb shit. You know what I mean? It's more that like new agey, you know, weirdo shit that they're into, these elites, right? But yeah, no, they actually went into that. It's like Peter Nygaard, it's the NXIVM cult with the Bronfmans, it's Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, Dutroux, it's the whole network around the disappearance of McCann. It's like, this is like wall to wall.
It's
this
like, is there any really rich people that aren't just total perverts and into shady shit? I mean, seriously, it just seems like...
Well, and then people say,
To get that rich, you have to do all this bad stuff, you know, or have these like big skeletons or kids, dead kids in your closet, you know.
You don't get. I mean, and it didn't happen overnight. It was slowly, gradually, and eventually they had a few of their people in place, and they started blackmailing. I mean, it's very slowly over decades and decades, probably even more. Families that have been doing this kind of stuff for a long time, right? But at this point, we're at that position where they don't 100% control anything. We can't say that, but like a lot of the important things, the institutions out there, and like things that hold power and influence, there's a lot of those people in those positions, and they got it under wraps. They got it under control, essentially. And you will not ascend. You will not get the contracts. You will not get the, you don't get to rub shoulders with these people if you do not bow down and play on their ballpark. You know what I mean? And that's how they've done it. And a lot of it, like the Epstein's, are we going to ever get access to the CDs that they found? Literally the Manhattan place that Epstein had, every corner of it was, and his island too as well. Surveillance cameras everywhere, right? They recorded everything. There were CDs and I don't think DVDs, but CDs found with countless of like known people, celebrities, politicians on them, where they have them engaging with sex, probably with underage girls, maybe even boys, we don't know, right? And that's what they hold against them. And they say, you do what we tell you. You bow down and you submit, or we'll expose you. You'll be out on your own. And maybe that's what this is. Maybe occasionally some of these people, they break ranks, or for some reason, they're thrown to the wolves. And then people say, glad you caught one of those guys, a one-off, I guess, you know?
So Claire Bronfman's going to get out in 2026. Hoover says, an interesting fact about Claire, she was married to the leader of the opposition that helped overthrow Gaddafi in Libya. I didn't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really? Is that so? Yeah, I mean, she seems that... I was going to watch that whole thing with her on NXIVM. It was like... And I mean, you don't get the whole story in some of those documentaries, but at least it's a start, right? Criminal
it's
charges.
It's always these goy girls, too, huh? That
well,
they go
she's,
after.
She's Jewish.
No, but I'm saying the ones that get abused.
Oh, yeah. No, naturally, right? Yeah, I mean, Peter Nygaard, he was into like Africans, I believe, right? He was like,
black girls.
Yeah, he liked black girls. Otherwise, mostly, yeah, it's whites as far as I know, anyway. She will get out, when do you say here?
2026.
Really? Man, yeah, so she'll be fine. She will just be right out there. All right. Anyway, crazy stuff, huh? Well, some of the Elon Musk, he's not with them. Do you remember this? Finally, they confirmed the story. We talked about this months and months ago, that Errol Musk, Elon Musk's father, confirmed that he fathered a child, a second child, actually, with his stepdaughter. And they say former stepdaughter here, like to cover for him.
And
like,
this was this is like Woody Allen tier, right? Like his adopted daughter, right? But he also raised this girl, right? Because he got her when she was like a toddler or something.
I'm sure, yeah.
No, that's what they said. Yeah, she was a toddler.
Yeah. Let me see here. Wife. Yeah, Woody. And it's true. There were trending at the same time as Errol. I can't even spell it because I'm talking sometimes. As Errol Musk was trending, Woody Allen was like piggybacked on that and started trending as well. Yeah,
God, he's a real douche. Let me see if I can find a. Yeah, he married his Asian stepdaughter. Remember, and like he had been abusing her. He was starting to have sex with her when she was a little girl.
Yep.
And then right when she was 18, come on, let's go.
Bang,
you know.
Right to it.
And then she defends him. Like, what is wrong with you?
Well, she's
girl?
She's abused.
Yeah, right? She's abused. She
is on the right there. Yep. Yeah, so she had he had started having sex with her, all that stuff, and then he marries her. Huh. Interesting how that works out, huh? With this little Hollywood cult here making movies and, you know, films and all that. But yeah, Elon Musk's dad also wanted to populate the Earth, and now they take this in this article. They're like, oh, they're part of this hysterical anti killing your baby, anti abortion cult, and they want to populate the Earth and want to have more people. Blah blah blah. What, you know, whatever. The point is, let me see here. I can just read this here. Yeah.
Well, look, Errol married Jana's mother. This is who.
There it is. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He became a stepfather to Jana when she was 4, right?
Yeah.
He was married to Jana's mother for 18 years. They had 2 children together. So then when Jana grows up, then he has kids with her too.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Yep. There you go. The son told about their decision not to live together. Errol is 76. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they go through some of this here. But yeah, there you go. So that's
And then
totally
he said
normal.
That he didn't really consider Jana his stepdaughter because she was raised away from the family for long periods. Well, it doesn't matter. You were married to her mother.
See how they, even this New York Magazine, how they spill in, they cover for him and they say his former stepdaughter. You know, try to like cover. Oh, no, it's okay. It was his former stepdaughter. It's okay. All right. Anyway, so that's
Bill Hoover says it could be in regards to the Bronfman thing.
Yep.
He says it could be her sister Sarah. They both are involved in the NXIVM cult.
Yeah, so Sarah was kind of I saw a little bit of that documentary. They described her as kind of like the more happy, outgoing kind of one that was like always like a good mood and stuff, while Claire was like just a kind of a weird, angry introvert, like really hard person to be around, kind of like Ghislaine Maxwell, I guess, to some extent, right? That's how she was described. But I'm not sure if the sister also was roped in or if she took the, oh, I'm just a victim route, but I gotta look up, I gotta check that out more. We should do a segment on that.
Someone says they came in. Bill Hoover, I came in late. Not sure if you mentioned it. I saw this was trending. Did you see that Ricky Martin was raping his nephew? I see this. Ricky Martin, remember that pop singer? And for a long time, was he didn't come out as gay, and then he did. I remember it's like this big thing. Ricky Martin allegedly had an incestuous relationship with nephew and could face up to 50 years in jail for it. I don't know the details of how old he was, but he was probably a kid at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, this one, I'm not sure if you just saved it or missed it, but from the JP here, Lana, did you hear about the memoir of Carolyn Bryant Donham being leaked to a reporter? She is a woman who was sexually assaulted by Emmett Till.
Emmett Till, I saw something in passing.
Yeah, she didn't want her attacker killed, but BLM won't care and will still want her lynched. Yeah, I saw here's the article.
Exactly. We're told that he's a dindu, that, you know, was attacked for no reason and all this stuff, and then it turns out he was sexually assaulting.
Wow, what a big surprise. Just like MLK, huh?
And he said something to her like, it's okay, I've been with a white woman before.
Yeah, here it is. Let me see. The family of Emmett Till
is about to rape her,
calling for the arrest of his female accuser, Carolyn Bryant Donham. She is still alive after finding an unserved warrant in a Mississippi courthouse basement, which charged her with kidnapping in 1955. Donham, a white woman, accused Till, a 14-year-old black boy, of improperly advances while she was working at her family store in Money, what a name, Mississippi, sparking her husband Roy Bryant and his half-brother John William Millam to kidnap, beat, shoot the teen, and then toss his body in a river. And of course, we hear, oh my God, what they did to Emmett Till. And it's like, here we go again. Like, there's a reason. They just did it because he's black. Like, no, it's because of his behavior.
Right? Yeah.
That's why they're doing this. Till's mother held a four-day open casket funeral for her son, which fueled the civil rights movement.
Yeah, of course. It was a big case. I remember the whole Emmett Till story.
So I remember
when I was hearing about it, I was like, this just seems way too rando that these guys like pick this kid up and it's just like, it's an issue. Like that guy was singled out for a reason. Like, what did he do? And then we never heard, right? And now we're starting to hear.
Bryant and Millam were tried of the murder and acquitted by an all-white jury, but confessed to the murder in a magazine interview a year later. And
the jury probably knew some of the stuff going on there.
It's possible, but it's basically as the Inception story of the ADL then, right? Of like, we have a rape, right? You have, what was his name again, right? The young woman. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm forgetting that right now.
I forgot that too.
Anyway, the whole backstory chat, you have it probably. But yes, that whole thing, like, it started with an actual rape of the white girl, right? And then he was defamed, he was wrongly accused and stuff. No, he raped the girl.
Leo Frank and Mary Fagan.
Mary Fagan, thank you.
So he raped Leo Frank, a Jewish guy, raped this little girl.
Murdered, right?
13-year-old Mary Fagan. Yeah. And that is the origin point of the founding of the ADL, child rape and murder.
Yeah. So then when justice is served by the people, right, then it's like, oh, well, will you look at that? And it sparks something like the ADL, or it sparks a civil rights movement, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me see if there's anything else here. As for Bryant, the LeFleur County Sheriff had told reporters that he didn't serve the warrant because he didn't want to bother the mother of two young children, right? Now Till's relatives are hoping the rediscovered warrant will amount to new evidence needed to finally arrest a woman in her 80s. Oh, my God, this is like going for the 101-year-old German prison guard who was in the German military
and just,
basically, this is my country. I'm serving the military. Like, what do you want? Oh, my God, he's responsible for the Holocaust. Lock him up. All right.
Yeah, that's interesting, though, with this whole Ricky Martin, like, raping his own nephew. I mean, that's incest rape.
Yeah, that's it's almost like the LGBTQ community has a pee problem. Huh?
Sickness. Oh, my God.
All right. So back to...
I missed a couple more briefly. Here.
No, go ahead.
Robothink, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, so happy all these stories of rape.
Such a happy
incest
Friday.
And let's see. Archie, a job recruiter called me in for a meeting. He said, I'm a good match for a technical job for a clothing chain. And he asked me if I knew who Nygaard is. I didn't know. So he told me that I might not want to work for him. Having a job recruiter say that I might not want the job was a strange experience. Interesting. Yeah, well, Nygaard's not going to be part of the company anymore. Women's Wear Daily. It's huge, right?
Yeah.
Vultureman, thank you very much. What is that? Red? Is that a red pill? Yeah, it's a red pill. Black Phillip, Emmett Till's father was hanged in World War II by the U.S. Army for raping and killing Italian women during Allied occupation. Oh, really? Is that true?
Really? I had never heard that.
Yeah. I'll have to look into that more. I guess that would be forbidden knowledge, right? Occult knowledge at this point.
So check out this one here. This is, I guess, this is the culmination, right? This is the peak, like, yes. Let's agree on this. This is perfect, right? Frustrated young women are trying to get sterilized after overturning a Roe.
Yes, I've been saying it. Let's offer free sterilization for these liberals.
If you want to use abortion as a contraceptive, right? Then it's like, we should. You can't do that again. All right. So let's get you snipped. Okay. And there was something too. Remember, there was a video. Oh wait, I didn't even play that. The video of like guys who said, "Let's also get snipped or something to protest."
Lining up, they said there's a rise in vasectomies right now too. Yeah. It's like, yes, this is literally what we were pushing for.
From the day she got her first period, Olivia Downs has known that she does not want children. And also, when the 22-year-old visited, so she's 22 and she thinks she knows everything. She thinks she knows how it's going to feel in 10 years from now, a decade, right? No. When the 22-year-old visited the new OBGYN in June, she brought up the possibility of getting her tube tied. It's also known as tubal li-
Litigation.
Litigation? Is that, it's actually like related to the word litigious. Like
looks like it.
Okay, interesting. All right, Downs expected to be questioned about pursuing sterilization at such a young age, but she did not anticipate the lecture about how she might meet Mr. Right and change her mind. Her sardonic retelling of the appointment went viral on TikTok last month, amassing 3.4 million views. Thousands of people, including many like-minded women, flooded the comments to weigh in on whether 20-somethings should be eligible for the procedure. So they're not right now? They're not interesting. Okay. A lot of women are frustrated because they can't seem to make decisions for themselves. Of course.
Yeah, I know some of these women may be liberal now, but then if they have a kid, they won't be liberal. Maybe they're going to hit 30. They're going to feel differently or something. But there are some of those like crazy cat lady just kooks like, please go. Well, a lot of them are going to be over 30 to not have any kids already anyway. So.
Yeah. No, that's true. All right. Anyway, so here's some of the pictures here of the women here. So it's like, yeah, well, I mean, it's your body, your choice. Please go ahead. You can do whatever you want.
JP says, Henrik Alana, here's the source of Emmett Till's father being hung for raping Italian girls in Italy. The apple doesn't fall from the tree. Wow. Holy Louis shit. Till. Thanks for that tip. I had no idea.
No, never heard. Of course I've
never
heard
of this. We knew
about
the raping of Italian women. Of course, you know, we can't talk about that because you get your videos censored. I remember we did talk about that and that video got banned on YouTube.
I see. We're literally speaking against rape,
and we're the problem because it highlights who was doing the raping, right?
Yep, there it is, right there. Till was court-martialed on two accounts of rape and one account of murder in Italy in 1945 while serving in the U.S. Army.
And
was executed by hanging. The circumstances of his death were unknown to his family until they were revealed after the trial of his son's murder 10 years later. So that little story
for also there, raping, they should say.
Right, it's almost like it runs in the family, huh? Wow, that's crazy.
Hey, Marty Leeds, 33. Good to see you. It's been a long time.
Hey, Marty.
Hope you're doing well. 314 guys. Anyone here looked into the Jews at all? I'm not sure, but I think they might be up to something. Lol. P.S. Not all Christians are cucks. Totally get that. And some of us watch your show and love your Telegram. Just saying, haha. Thank you guys for the years of service against the immoral demonic trash. Thank you. And yes.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate
some
that.
Some of my closest friends are Christians, so I know sometimes we might have to give some Christians a hard time, but we know there's good ones.
Look, we have our critiques of Christianity. But that doesn't mean we hate Christians, right? It's a difference, and we stand where we stand. That's what it is. But we try to keep that to a minimum. But occasionally, it's our channel. Occasionally, we post stuff or whatever, like what we stand or what we think or something. And that's just kind of what it is. But we appreciate it, Marty. That's kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's why at the end of the day, it's folk first.
Yes.
Absolutely. Religion second.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks, Marty. Okay, so we have a couple of more. We can squeeze those in here right at the end, and then we can wrap up. But we usually kind of end on, this McCann there. Sad story.
Oh, that face. I don't want to see that ugly face again.
Well, not McCann. That's a cute face.
No. I was talking about the one you had on the screen, rapist. Oh,
this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right. So let's do this one here. Speaking of sterilize. Is it transhumanism? Yeah, you could argue, right? Transhumanism, like you're altering your body, you're changing things, you're doing you're altering it in such a way that you can't, go back on it, essentially. Now, speaking about mRNA technology, kind of in the same vein, the first CRISPR gene editing drug is coming, possibly as soon as next year. The first CRISPR gene editing drug designed to treat blood disorders. What? I wonder why people. Why in the world does people have blood disorders right now? Well, maybe it's from another gene editing therapeutic.
Well, more gene editing is going to fix that.
Absolutely. So we made a mistake. Okay, there's something wrong with your genes now. But here's this other gene editing thing that's going to fix those.
We're
going to
do
genes.
It right this time.
That's right. Exactly. It could be on the market by 2023. Here's what it means for the future of drug development. And remember, we played the Pfizer, their inception story when they changed their logo into like the double helix, the swirling, the ladder, right? The helix, right? The double helix type thing. They said everything is going to be gene editing style drug development in the future.
No thanks.
It's going to be molecules developed by, artificial intelligence, machine learning, deep learning, and stuff like that. And that's where it's heading, right? Let me read a little bit here. Until recently, CRISPR, the gene editing technology that won scientist Jennifer Doudna? And Emmanuel Carpentier, the 2020 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, sounded more like science fiction than medicine. Lab-created molecular scissors are used to snip out, love this, problematic DNA. Because it's just because for no reason you got this problematic DNA. Look, now these days I understand that there's birth defects and actually DNA damage due to chemical exposure or non-ionizing radiation. There's a lot of things that happen. I get that. But this is this like, well, you have something wrong in there and we'll fix it for you. We'll fix your, you know, broken DNA essentially, right? So anyway, yeah, so snippets, they can take snippets out of problematic DNA sections in a patient's cells to cure them of disease. This is this like a one magical technology here, right? But soon we could see regulators approve the very first treatment using this gene editing technology in an effort to combat rare inherited blood disorders that affect millions across the globe. In a $900 million collaboration, rare disease specialist Vertex and CRISPR Therapeutics developed the therapy, dubbed Exa-Cell, short for Exa-Gam-Glog-Gene, Autum-Cell, all right, I nailed that one, I think. It has already amassed promising evidence, just like the Pfizer jab, eh? Promising evidence that it can help patients with beta thalassemia and sickle cell disease. Isn't that tied to a specific... both of which are genetic blood diseases that are relatively rare in the U.S., but somewhat more common inherited conditions globally. And then they go through some of the diseases, but the point is here, they go through, you know, more in the article of how this works and stuff, but know this, that this is the future of so-called medicine, and the pharmacopoeia is going to go in this direction, and they're going to start editing. I mean, your DNA is who you are. It's what made you you, right?
Yeah, you shouldn't be messing with it. Oh, we'll just clip that out and just replace it. We'll just send in this little cleanup crew. I even saw the CRISPR videos, and they had it like this little construction crew is going to go in there. They're just cutting it out and just putting something new in there, just filling up this pothole in your DNA.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's just ridiculous.
Just that mentality is just crazy to me. Right.
Like, I don't trust the drugs now. I don't even use any of their drugs now. I'm definitely not gonna try any of this crap.
No, definitely not, right? But of course, they're going in a direction where they're like, you know, what was it, like spray-on vaccines, essentially, right? We can just gas this area, and then they will go spread it to other areas, and it's self-replicating. It's great, you know? There is certain technology that there should be a absolute, I mean, you could argue even artificial intelligence should be an absolute forbidden, like you cannot develop this, you shouldn't be allowed to work on this. If it's found out that you work on this, it's like immediately like to the death chamber or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, because it's so detrimental, and you can even develop things that are like, as I said, self-replicating, right? Self-spreading bioweapons, essentially. That's what these things are in a way. And if you get something wrong, which they usually,
bad news.
In the beginning with their new technologies, usually there's something like, oh, well, we didn't know this was a side effect of it, or this could, I mean, anybody with just a little bit of rationality and reasonable, like being somewhat reasonable, can figure this out and say, do not go into this, do not enter onto this path, do not start messing with this. But, you know, this is technology. That's what they're going to do. They're going to move ahead of this. And so heads up on that. Last story here for today, guys. Here's a pod living, actual pod living, coming to Down Under, Melbourne, Australia.
Come on, Glenn, rent one of these. Do a review.
Do a review. A futuristic space shuttle, single bed pods for rent up to for $250
I was
per
looking
week.
At it. So it's in a house. The pods are located in one bedroom. So everyone goes and sleeps in these pods, but they share in this big house. Like, what, there's four bathrooms or something. They show the layout. It's like, oh, nightmare. I wouldn't want to share the house with all these people you don't know and then go in your little space pod.
Do they?
There's pictures down below.
Oh, here we go.
But okay, it kind of reminds me of like when I traveled through, was it like Singapore?
Asia,
was
right,
it Singapore in the airport? You can rent these little pod type things to go rest and sleep for a little while. Yep. I thought it was interesting because it was almost like the morgue, you know, when they pull those things out of the bodies.
Just
go in there, go to sleep for a little bit, come out. But in Asia, it's so crowded and there's so many people and it's just part of their culture or whatever. They're used to that. But
I mean, obviously, they frame it this way.
Claustrophobic. Oh, God.
Premium space shuttle style living.
Isn't this like THX?
This
right
is
here?
Like
their rooms look like this?
Alien. Right, THX was even more sparse. You get, you didn't get any of these like geometrical
shapes on the side.
It was just white,
brown
clean walls.
Pillow and a green floor or whatever.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Ugh. But it's like this. No, it's like you're in Prometheus or you're living in Aliens now.
You've
or
seen it. It's just like the movies.
Yeah, it's just like the movies. Super cool. Look at that. Whoa,
so I look at the picture. So you share everything, which is just like, oh my god.
You'll own nothing and you'll be happy.
You want your space. I'm someone who like I need my space. I don't want to see people in my face all the time or like have to cook with everyone all the time, or let alone like can you imagine all these strangers you have no control over who's renting in there too, and then it's
So I'm saying it's
and then you have to all share the same bathrooms and all that, and then you just go to your little pod at night and it's all just a big kumbaya office, and it's still quite a bit of money. It let me see here, $250 per week or $950 per month. Traditional bedrooms they call it now, $400 per week or $1,500 per month. But you're still sharing with everyone. I know Australia rent is like crazy high. I mean, it was when I lived down there. I'm sure it's even higher now.
But yes.
Look at that. Oh, like, oh, nightmare.
Again, they're trying to justify it. But like, if we change it to a sci-fi movie, then they'll take it. They'll accept it.
But what's weird is look at the house on the outside. It's all traditional, classic on the outside. It
doesn't
and then
work
this,
at
like,
all.
Space pod on the inside.
It's up here, right? Yeah, that's how it looks on the outside. No, all
what
wrong,
the
all weird.
Heck?
But no, it's I mean, here's the one that went viral here, right? Back in, was it 2020, right? Here it is. Look at this. Here it is. Right here. This is what they want for you right here. 8 predictions for the world in 2030. You will own nothing and you will be happy. You will get in the pod, you will eat the bugs, and you will rent everything, and it will be like automated. It will be drones delivering stuff and self-driving vehicles, such as, you know, little picnic vehicles like they have in the Netherlands, right? And then multilateral agreements, right? Globalism, basically. And then you're not going to die ever, because we're going to 3D print your organs. And we're going to put those in you. And you're not going to eat meat. Miraculously, that happened to be one of the things as well. On an occasional treat, you can have meat, but it's not going to be a staple because my global warming.
Oh, by the way, it was a Mr. Chan. So it was a Chinese guy who was behind those pods there renting this out. I was just reading. Mr. Chan was talking about the rising inflation, the shortage of short-term travel accommodations. And he was saying, at the moment, it's quite hard to make it happen. I am the only pod provider in Melbourne.
Oh.
So it's like trying to encourage other people to put these pods in there. You got to maximize, you know, you got to, at the end of the day, it is that, right? Maximizing, getting more money out of all these people too. The listing comes after much uproar was made about an apartment in Adelaide, which had a glass bathroom box in the middle of the kitchen, asking $400 per week in rent. So I'm looking at this and yes, there it is. You can click on the link in the article.
Mm-hmm.
A toilet, a glass wall toilet in the middle of the kitchen.
Let me see here. Where's
I thought there was a saying you don't shit where you eat, but this is like literally shitting where you're eating and letting everybody see while that's happening.
Is this the link here, this one?
Yeah. Scroll down and you can see a picture
glass
of this
bathroom. What the hell?
The bathroom that's right in the right there up right there in the kitchen.
Oh man. Oh no.
Yep.
Oh no. Oh, okay. Well,
I'm going to fry some eggs. Okay, honey. As soon as I'm done with my morning poo.
We're officially worse off than zoo animals that don't even shit where they eat. That's what it's
accomplished. That's what I'm saying. You're not supposed to do that.
But then, yeah, so, as the World Economic Forum predictions is here, like climate change is we're all going to die. But also, you have to open your borders, right? We have to do a better job in integrating refugees, right? And now they're using that
to. No privacy, no walls, nothing that's your own.
Nothing. Carbon credits, yep, fossil fuels, history, blah, blah, blah. Checks and balances.
Then there's always going to be those, elites at the top who are pushing this, who are going to have their mansions with their cages, full of kids they're torturing.
God.
It's a effed up world, folks.
Right.
But like I talked about with my last guest, I interviewed this really cool Russian guy in Siberia. This Russian pagan guy, who's actually Germanic. He was German, but then his family during World War II got sent to Siberia, right? Interesting. Yep. Yep. But we were talking about just like the greater Kali Yuga cycles and where we're at and just the cycles of, you know, death and rebirth. And we have to go through this. It's like an alchemical experience for humanity, right?
Yeah.
So we have to go through this dark period before it gets light again into the age of heroes and the golden age once again, you know.
I think that the Hindu mathematicians got that wrong, and I think they did not expect the acceleration, and you can really say, I mean, sure, if it's some, I don't know, cosmic cycle, but everything is accelerating at such speed. In other words, things that would take thousands of years can now take decades, right? Maybe even faster. I mean, to a certain extent, true. I'm not saying like, oh, because the singularityists or those people are right, but I'm just saying that's just kind of the nature of it. I think it's, things are speeding up. I think the decline is happening so much faster than anybody, including these people who talked about the Yuga cycles, could anticipate. I think we're at the end of it, to be honest, right?
God, I hope so.
I mean, it's not like the fall isn't to be.
I mean, the end could be another 100 years. Yeah.
Sure, it's possible, right? But I mean, at the same time, the Roman Empire, we don't live in those times. It's not this. It's much faster now.
Yeah,
for a number of reasons.
Much accelerated, right? And technology and all that. Before you read that, Vulture Man says, so the elites want us to live in luxury prisons?
Yes, basically. And eventually they won't even be luxury, right?
I was just going to say, eventually they'll take away the luxury. That's just to lure you into it, right?
And then it'll just... aesthetics or whatever you might be attracted to.
Become a communist gulag in no time.
Yeah, it'd be Fifth Element. Look at that apartment or something like Cloud... was it Cloud Atlas? What was it called again?
Yeah, I forgot what that looked like.
It was basically like just a concrete... It was just a few concrete walls, but everything was digitally like projection. I could even assume that it wouldn't actually be a projection; it would just be augmented in your eye with like digital lenses or something, and you just project it onto the walls. So it looks like, oh, look, I'm in nature, or look, I'm in this wonderful environment. Then it's just like you're in a concrete box, literally. You know what I mean? But
you have everything you need, Henrik.
You have everything you need, and you're happy too. Do you want to read this?
Let me read it from there because I don't have it on my screen yet. Troy, shout out to you for posting this earlier. Daily reminder that 100+ billion people have lived and died before you were born, and 99.9999% were right-wing extremists by today's standards. If they were alive today, they would be even more pissed off than you are, and they would be unbelievably violent. Imagine 100 billion people smiling upon you from heaven as you fight leftist scum.
Global
material for you.
That's right. And that's why we say, remember, your ancestors are always watching.
They're
right?
in
Make
you.
Them proud.
They're
they
in
are
you.
Part
They're
of
watching
you. Exactly.
through you, and they are outraged
Absolutely.
Through you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So do the right thing. Keep fighting. Don't be dumb. Don't make any dumb things. You don't have to be, you know, be reasonable, be smart, pick your battles, but...
Hold the line and don't comply and constantly call out lies when you see it.
And begin, you know, you begin by organizing. You begin by becoming a role model. You begin by collecting people, if you will, in your area. Build community. Make friends. Be an inspiration. Be a role model. Lead the way. Be a leader, right? That's what we need to be at these times. Prepare, too. Prepare for what's coming.
And
a lot of us, we talked about
very
that
very much a war of the mind. You know, it is the body as well, but the mind first and foremost. And I think that's why, too, they want to go into the whole transhumanist, the VR thing. They just want to hijack your mind, your imagination, just totally get you in this other non-reality, basically.
Absolutely.
So they can do all this bad stuff in reality, right?
That's right. That's right. Absolutely right. All right, guys, we'll be back, I think, closer to Mondays. A couple of birthdays here in the family over the weekend, so we're going to be a little busy, but we'll do Weekend Warrior next, so that's coming up if you want to join us over there. RedIceMembers.com. We have a bunch of good shows there. We have more second hours, too, by the way, coming up there. We have shows in the pipeline and the show you did with
Oscar Svart. Yeah, really cool guy.
Yeah, very cool guy. That's a two-parter as well. So the 314 is doing some two-parters. So if you want a little bit of extra, check out redicemembers.com. Of course, exclusive show for you guys over there, Weekend Warrior. But then we have exclusive videos. And we also have a lot of second hour of the shows that we've done. We have archives going back to 2006 over on the members' website. Not video, of course, back then. It was audio back then. But a lot of stuff there for you guys to enjoy. So do check that out. Subscribestar. You can join us there. Subscribestar.com/redice. That's an easy way to sign up if you want to do a month-to-month recurring subscription. We do have a couple of different tiers there as well, guys. So we have a plus donation tier, which is the additional... an additional $10 a month if you want to support us with a little bit extra in addition to the membership. And then we have two... other tiers as well, the producer tier and then the executive producer tier. And we actually got another addition to that tier today. So I want to say thank you to our executive producers. T. Lothrop Stoddard, check out that author's works as well. V. Miller, Tom Bourne, Resin Revolt, which is Loki's Lab renamed here. Thank you. And also two new additions, Good Luck Lap and Jake. Thank you, Jake, for new addition. Appreciate that. Good to have you guys aboard. So check that out if you want to support us with a little bit extra. Thank you guys for being executive producers or producers, however you are supporting us, because it does help us tremendously. We appreciate that. You can also sign up on Entropy Stream, as you see right there. You can do a subscribe if you want. That's a monthly recurring. Or you can do one-time payments, and we have subscriptions going from 3 months up to 2 years if you get a if you make a one-time payment, and it gets cheaper, of course, per month the longer you get as well. So you get about 35% off if you get a two-year subscription. Good deal. We have a Cash App. We have an e-check option for the U.S. audience. We do accept crypto, and here's a mailing address if you want to do the good old-fashioned way. So thank you guys for your support. We appreciate it. Let me check if we had anything on.
There's
Rumble
one more sneaking
too.
Said sure. Spiritual warfare. Well, yes, I think yes, mind, body, absolutely. Soul is all interconnected, right?
Never forget about the spiritual war that's going on. That's 100% real, folks. We do have a spirit. We got to tend to that as well. It's absolutely. We're not atheists. You know what I mean? All right. So thank you guys. I think we're caught up there. I think we are. Let me check this one real quick here too. No, I think that's it. Thank you guys. I can't see if there's any on Odyssey and you guys send it. I do apologize for that. It was like just weird. It was just kept my old details there and just started it up, and I have an issue actually getting the tips loaded there in that the default /live instance on we have an Odyssey. But anyway, hopefully they've got that sorted out until next time. I think that's it. Thank you guys. We will be back with more on Monday then. Until then, keep fighting, keep watching, share our stuff. Thank you guys for all the inspiration and support. And any last words, Lana? I'm looking for my outro here.
Have a great weekend.
Yes, that
take
is
absolutely
take a
walk in
great.
The woods.
Clear your head. Get a break, I guess, right? All right, where's my outro out here? There we go. All right, guys, see you later. Take care. Have a good one.
Do you love Red Ice? Want more? Get access to exclusive material by signing up for a Red Ice membership. You'll be able to watch Weekend Warrior, our flagship show, the second hour of interviews, and other special feature videos only for subscribers. Were you a member and we lost you along the way? Renew! We love and appreciate you guys and gals and cannot do this without you. Help us be a sane voice, a lighthouse in the sea of insanity. As times get tougher, as people are searching for answers, they're going to need content like Red Ice. A little of all your support can go a long way. Thank you.